Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for listening.
One mind, one team, one heart, one plan to the whole, one goal from the start. Dominate the mark of the black and blue, and watch the Super Bowl dream to make all come true.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to Internet Sports Network Center. This is the one of first four games that's going to be broadcast today in Round Rock, Texas at the Kelly Sports Athletic Complex. This is the Founders Bowl. We are going to have the Carolina Phoenix versus the Portland Shockwave. We are now standing for the national anthem. So we'll talk right after this is done. And that was our national anthem. Beforehand, the coin toss happened, and Carolina won the toss, and they elected to receive. And that's what we're doing. So both teams are breaking the huddles right now, getting ready for their game time. Refs are in the middle of the field on the 50-yard line and getting everything started and ready to roll. Just trying to remember, we are in city of Round Rock, Texas, at the Kelly's Athletic Sports Complex. So please come on down and watch this great game with these two wonderful women IWFL teams. We also want to thank some sponsors today, Round Rock Convention and Visit Bureau. We also want to thank the IWFL trophies and awards created by locally in Dripping Springs, Texas, by Philip and Michelle Hoggett of Cardstone, Inc. And that website, if you want, is www.carved-stone.com. Again, if you haven't pronounced I have not introduced myself. My name is Anthony Stone. I was on the 2010 defensive coordinator for Team USA, where we won a gold medal. So, as I'm talking, we have the Carolina Phoenix. They are out in the field, ready to go to receive, and the Portland Shockwave are now jogging onto the field and lining up. Now, with these two teams, with the Carolina Phoenix, they run defensively. Well, we're going to see them offensively first. They run a spread offense, and your Portland Shockwave, they run a 4-4 type defense. The one thing I've known, I've seen the Shockwave play in person, they usually onside kick every kickoff. So let's see if they keep that tradition alive with what they're starting with today. So they're in a bunch formation in their kickoff formation. They'll probably spread it apart. And it looks like the Carolina Phoenix have their hands team available for that onside kick. And it is an onside kick, and it's down, and it's round. And it looks like the Portland Shockwave might have it. No, the Carolina Phoenix just picked it up. It went through about a couple hands of the Phoenix, a couple hands of the Shockwave, but then it looks like the Phoenix got it on the 38-yard line going out. And, again, I just want to say thank you to the official IWFL Championship Host Hotels Wingate at Wyndham and Romrock and the meeting facilities provided by the Williamson Clark Conference Center, supporting hotels Springfield Suites Romrock. Okay, we got this lined up on the 38-yard line. It's first and 10. Looks like we have a spread formation with two backs in the backfield. Their Portland Shockwave are in their 4-4 front, and the snap is going. Motion by the number two receiver to the other side of the wide side of the field. Ball snapped. The passing play over the middle. Slanroth intercepted by the Portland Shockwave. I'll get the number in a second. Intercepted by number, I believe, 25. So that's 25. That's Jen Drake with the interception. She is down, though, and she's getting helped back up by her team. And they intercepted the ball and brought it back to the 35-yard line. So both sides are switching for this game. Oh, I'm sorry. It was 85. Someone must have fixed me. I apologize. It was 85, Nicole. Nicole, I'm sorry. Great job in the first play of the Founders Bowl. Okay, Portland Shockwave are now on offense. They are on the left hash going in from the 35-yard line. Your Carolina Phoenix, they run a 4-3 defense. Looks like right now they're in a 3-4 defense. And here we go. Okay, we have twins to the top of the screen. You guys are not watching, but we have twins to the right side, to the wide side of the field. And here we go. Looks like they got a blitz by the Carolina Phoenix. And here comes the snap. And there's a toss to the wide side of the field. It looks like number 24 is getting around. And she gets a couple yards, and she's still going. And it's a 2-yard gain. So a 2-yard gain. Now, with the Carolina Phoenix, we have a hard time because the numbers are so light with their yellow jerseys. So I'm not quite sure who made the tackle, but it was a couple girls. And one was an outside linebacker. So I'm sorry for that. I see a couple numbers. It looks like 44 was in on the tackle there with, and 44 is Amanda. So good job, Amanda. And we got the huddle again. Now they're on the other side of the field on the right hash, offensive right hash. Your Portland Shockwave are now in a spread set. Number 21 is under center. Number 21 is Veronica. She is under center. They have a spread set. Looks like there's a blitz by the Phoenix. Motion. Looks jet motion coming back with an orbit motion. It's option. Option to the wide side. Fumble on the play. Picked up, though, by the Portland Shockwave, and they get a 3-yard gain on that. So now you're looking at third and six. Third and seven. I'm sorry. It was a 2-yard gain. Third and seven. So, again, I want to also thank our sponsor, official signage partner, buildasign.com. They did a great job with all the banners today for the IWFL, and you see them around the stadium and at the hotels. They did an excellent job, so make sure you get a chance. If you're looking for a sign, go to buildasign.com. Breaking huddle, third and seven. Like I said, they're on the left hash of the play. Strength of formation looks like they're on their strength of the formation is into the boundary. They're in a 4-3 type defense, trading the tight end now to the wide side. They're all ready to red. They're out leveraged on the wide side. Looks like they got a hole. And there's going to be a first down Portland Shockwave. Number 24 of the Portland Shockwave. That is Rebecca Dawson. Got through the B gap, ran it for about 8 to 10 yards with a Portland Shockwave first down. So it looked like on the play, the Phoenix, they had were lined up properly, but when Portland traded the tight end, they did not get their strength of formation, and there was a big hole, and Rebecca ran right through the clear gap and got the first down. Looks like they're coming up to the field now. We're in a pro eye set, 21 personnel. They are in a 3-4 defense, the Carolina Phoenix. The ball is snapped. It is a play-action pass. Got a throw wide open in the corner, but it's picked off. Picked off, and it's going forward. She looks like she's going. She's still running. She's up to the 25, and out of bounds. Earlier, just then when that play happened, the whole Carolina Phoenix secondary bit on the play-action pass. The girl was wide open, but it looked like Veronica underthrew her receiver for the interception. So it's going to be first down, Carolina Phoenix.
If that's number five, it might be
Jennifer King. It looks like I got from the press box. Jennifer King just intercepted the ball. Like I said, I apologize to the Carolina Phoenix fan. Their jersey numbers are very hard to tell from up here in the press box. But if I can get a jersey number, I will definitely tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when I get it. Now, Phoenix is in the spread formation, two-back set. Looks like they're running a screen to the outside. Number one catches the ball. That is Mrs. James. She catches the ball and is tackled by number two, Rebecca. So, and that is for a 8-yard gain to the 34-yard line. So, and there you are going out towards the thing. 8-yard gain, like I said, yes. So it was 8-yard gain. Mrs. James, number one for the Phoenix, caught the screen pass. And then all of a sudden, Rebecca, from the defensive corner, outside linebacker, came up and made the tackle. Okay, they have spread into the – they have two receivers in the boundary there, motion to the wide side of the field, two backs in the set. Looks like they have a jet sweep power to the wide side. Oh, and she just got through first down. And I'm going to try to get that number for you, ladies, in a second.
Number 10.
Number 10, thank you. It was number 10, Cameron Williams. She got an 8-yard play. She was led by the fullback and tailback on the play. And it looks like Carolina Phoenix is hurrying up with their offense. They're already back on. They're ready to roll. It looks like they have a no-huddle set going. Portland is okay. They're just right there, and they just did not get ready for that jet sweep power. Two-back set again, 4-4. Looks like they're coming with a blitz. Run up the middle. Number 11 is breaking to the outside. Number 11 is Maria. She broke it to the outside and got a no gain on the play. Good job by the Portland Shockwave. Also, I want to thank Nike, our official game day football for the IWFL, available for sale at the merchandise booth at the stadium. And you can also order it online at IWFLsports.com. And it's two-back set. Again, same play, other side. Came up to play number 87 for the Portland Shockwave, and that was Jen. She made the tackle after a 3-yard gain. Good job, Jen. Now, with the teams that we have here, just to tell you a little bit of story about them, like we talked about earlier, the Carolina Panthers. I believe the Carolina Phoenix ended the season at 7-1 or 8-1. I wasn't quite sure, so if someone wants to chime in and give me the actual win-loss result, that'd be great.
Regular season,
7-1 regular season, so they ended up the season 9-1. In the regular, to get to this point, they were 9-1. They only lost one game. The Portland Shockwave were 5-5, and they beat the Madison Cougars 2 weeks ago. We got a timeout on the field. Looks like a helmet issue with one of the Carolina Phoenix. They're just subbing her in right now. And you're going to have a spread formation, two receivers on each side, one back in the set, and a gun. It looks like the quarterback is a little bit further back than usual. They're moving up now. They're going motioning over to Trips. The ball is in the middle of the field. It is 3rd and 6. Screen on the play. Number 1 catches it. That is Mrs. James. She catches it, and she gets a 3-yard gain. So it is going to be 4th and 2 on the 49-yard line. I'm going to say 50-yard line because it looks like they're at the 50. So it's a 50-yard line. Carolina Phoenix looks like they are going for it. The coach is like, oh, nope. Looks like he said he was going to go for it, but he's going to punt it away. So the punt team's coming out. Portland Shockwave look like they're staying in their defense, even though they're bringing people back for the punt return. It is 4th and 3. We're going to see what they line up in here. The Carolina Phoenix punt formation is in the A11, I call it. It's 3 personal blockers in the back, 3 receivers wide. It looks like 2 receivers wide, and that's it. Carolina Phoenix punted. It's a pretty good punt. It's about a 20-yard punt, and it got bounced back. The ball's going to end up, it looks like, on the 31-yard line of Portland Shockwave. So now Portland Shockwave will be coming out and with the ball on offense. So after 2 possessions for the Phoenix and 1 possession, there's a no score. It's 0-0 in the game, first quarter, and we are at 8 minutes and 36 seconds. And like I said again, we are in the city of Round Rock, Texas, at the Kelly's Athletic Sports Complex, so make sure you please come out and see us play. We have games today. The Founders game today started at 10. We have a game at 2 o'clock. It's a Tier 3 game. And then we have the main event tonight for the Eastern Conference, the IWF Championship, the Sacramento Sirens versus the Montreal Blitz. So we come up right away. It looks like a miscommunication, and it looks like we're going to get a false start here. So it looks like it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Portland Shockwave on offense. Oh, timeout on Carolina Phoenix. I'm sorry. No penalty. It was a timeout before the snap, but it looks like there were miscommunications with the Portland Shockwave's offense. So we had these little things we gave to these teams for the announcing so I can talk while this timeout is occurring. And we can also go over some sponsors. Portland Shockwave said, keep on winning. Offensive line, stay on blocks, run north and south, and minimize mistakes. And the defense, play as a team. Again, I want to after all 3 games later tonight, there is a championship after party presented by SOE Entertainment. That's success over everything. Dancing, food, will be sponsored. Food will be by the Wings and More. Everyone is invited to celebrate the end of the 2012 with the IWFL. It's at the Williams Conference Center Ballroom in Round Rock, right behind the Wingate Hotel, one of the sponsors, too, also with these facilities. These things going on this weekend, I am sorry. Okay, we got 2x2 action. We are on the 20. We are on the 31-yard line on the left hash. Looks like the Phoenix are coming with a blitz in the top of the screen on the wide side of the field. Ball is going to be snapped. Got a motion on the play, going in orbit motion. That's making an I formation. There's a fullback dive with option, and fullback dive was stopped. And the person that stopped that was the defensive line inside. I want to say that was 58 and 77 for the Carolina Phoenix. So we'd have Murphy and Jenna Dockery, I believe. So if I pronounce the name wrong, I'm sorry. It's going to be second and 10 with a no gain on the play with fullback dive. Okay, Portland's coming up to the plate, and they broke the huddle. It looks like the Carolina Phoenix got an all-out blitz. They got seven all on the line. It is a power play, and looks like number 51, outside linebacker for the Carolina Phoenix, Christina, I believe, Sylvester. She makes the tackle on the play for a one-yard loss. So it is now third and 11, Portland Shockwave on the left hash, and the Carolina Phoenix are tightening down their defense. Good job, ladies. Ball is being snapped. The huddle is just being broke. You have the Portland Shockwave are in an I formation. Tight end is to the wide side of the field. Ball is snapped. And here comes an all-out blitz by the Carolina Phoenix. And you got a toss on the play. It looks like they're going to lose 2 yards on a toss. I can't see the number. I'm sorry. But it's going to be number 24. Okay. I don't have a 24 on here, but it was number 24 on the play. Oh, I'm sorry. 24, Terry. I apologize. Rebecca carried the ball for a toss. And it looked like number 22 or 23, Erica or Starsha, made the tackle on the play. So good job, ladies. It is now fourth and about 13 on the play. They are on the 29-yard line. The Portland Shockwave are putting the ball away. And looks like I can't see the number with the play because we've got a like odd thing with the mirror. Looks like the Port Carolina Phoenix are going for the block. Jennifer King is going to receive the punt. And she muffed the punt, but she picked it back up. And now she's to the 35, to the 40. There is a couple blockers in front of her, to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, into Phoenix, Portland territory, and they are going to be at, looks like, the 42-yard line. There was a wicked block inside. It was on, like, the 47 of Carolina, and I don't know who did it, but that girl was not looking for it, and she is down right now, so it looks like the trainers are coming out to look at her. While we got that injury timeout, just to talk a little bit, like I said again, if you're looking for our official signage partner is buildasign.com. So if you're looking for a good sign to be made, please go to their website, build-a-sign.com. Also, another thing is we got Hertz Car Rentals was another sponsor for today. The Recognition Company was another sponsor we had. So going through other sponsors, the Recognition Company, Nike official game footballs of the IWFL, again, available at the store, available for sale at the merchandise booth, or you can go online to IWFLsports.com. Okay? We also want to give a good shout-out to the Round Rock Convention and Visit Bureau. They did a great job for us, too, with the sponsorships. Also, again, IWFL trophies and awards created by locally in Dripping Springs, Texas, by Philip and Michelle Hogan of Carvestone, Inc. And that website, again, is www.carve-stone.com. Okay, both teams are on each side of the sideline. They are checking out the girl. I'm not quite sure which number did get hurt from the Portland Shockwave, but once we get that number for you, we out. So that's not a good sign for that player. So it looks like she might be done for the day. going into some other things, like I said, we got some sheets for the Portland Shockwave. Their team strength today, they are working, their team strength is teamwork. Their leading rusher is Rebecca Dawson, 600 yards with 9 touchdowns. Their leading passer is Veronica Ferguson, 600 yards and 5 touchdowns. Their leading receiver is Simone Shepherd, number 3 with 4 touchdowns. Leader in touchdowns for the season and playoffs is Rebecca Dawson with 9. Their leading tackler, Leah Hinkle. She is a former USA player. She had 80 tackles for the season, so good job, Hinkle. And the leader in sacks is Jenna Fisher, number 70. She had 4. She was also a USA member for defense that I have coached in the past. I was very fortunate to coach Team USA in Sweden, winning the gold medal. You also have, for the Portland Shockwave, points scored during the season. They scored 149 points, and they had 36 points scored against them. A thing that we need to know about the Portland Shockwave, they bring a very diverse set of backgrounds and interests to the field, but once they're all have all in common goal to do the best and play the team. They also have a strong commitment in making every practice worthwhile, and that's why we are here. Okay, and those were some of the things they gave us on our little information sheet. Again, remember, there are 3 games today, and there will be a game tomorrow. It's the East and West All-Star game, and that time is at 10 a.m. tomorrow. So, you know, everyone will be paying. Looks like on the play number for the Portland Shockwave, Rebecca Dawson, number 24, was injured. They did not need the cart. She is walking out on her own. That is good. At both sides, and the fans are clapping for her as she walks out. But that will be a big blow if you take out Rebecca Dawson, because Rebecca Dawson, with her being the leading rusher and leading touchdown, someone's going to have to step up on the Portland Shockwave so they can get ready to go. So it looks like Rebecca's walking off. She's being helped off by one player and B-Rad, the trainer down there. But it looks like she's going to be okay. Maybe we'll get to see her back sooner than later. Okay, here comes the Carolina Phoenix. They are coming on the field. Even though they're still trying to everything, it looks like I don't think Rebecca wants to come out of the game, even though they're saying maybe you might want to sit out. She's going to have to sit out at least for one play, maybe more, and go from there. Again, like I said, we are in the Kelly Athletic Sports Complex in the city of Round Rock, Texas. So if you have a chance today, the game, we are right now in the first quarter with 6:01 remaining. The score is 0-0, Carolina Phoenix and the Portland Shockwave. Okay, back to resume play. The Carolina Phoenix are in a two-back set gun, 2 receivers to the wide side of the field, and Portland Shockwave are in their 4-4 defense. There's a handoff. Oh, it's a fake quarterback zone read, and the quarterback's got an opening. Leah Hinkle with the tackle, number 30, and that was number for the Portland for the Carolina Phoenix. That was their quarterback number. That was number 5, Jennifer King. So Jennifer King read the defensive end on the zone read. It looked like they were going to go the other way, but the defensive end crashed on the play, and she just ran by spy, ran past her for about 15 to 20-yard gain. Now they are on the first down, right hash, on the 25-yard line, going in for the first score of the day, possibly. Again, they're in the same formation, 2 receivers to the short side of the field, ball's on the right hash, Portland's in the 4-4 defense. Jennifer King's barking out singles. Drop back. It's a 3-step drop. Throws the hitch. Cut by number 1 of the Carolina Phoenix. And she's going to get about 9-yard gain. So that's a great job. Mrs. James, Tiara, I believe, caught the ball on a hitch route, 6-yard hitch. She was wide open the entire time. I think Jennifer was looking for someone else to hit. They're going with a no-huddle offense, like I said earlier. So they're already lined up, ready to go on the right hash. Looks like now they have 2 receivers to the short side of the field. Again, they're staying in the same formation. And it looks like Portland's staying in their 4-4 front with the cover three look. The ball is about to be snapped. Looks like Jennifer's looking around, reading the defense. Ball snapped. Zone read again, but she gives the ball up. And it looks like she's got an opening. She's to the 5-yard line. She broke through to the 10, got to the 5. It's going to be first and goal on the 4-yard line after it's all said and done with a lead. Out of the gun, a running back lead. It looks like Rebecca Dawson is getting carted off the field, so that's not a good sign for the Portland Shockwave. Hopefully she's going to be okay, but she is one heck of an athlete. I saw her play a couple weeks ago at the Madison Cougar game. Okay, Carolina's in the wide, in the short side of the field. Two receivers to the wide side. They're putting them in motion, and looks like they're going all the way across. Snap the ball. It's going to be a pass play, three-step drop, looking for someone. And it's almost picked off by number 20 for the Portland Shockwave. Art High, I believe her name is. Number 20 for the Portland Shockwave. If I pronounce your name wrong, I apologize. Please tweet in, and we can fix that name so we can say it right next time. Okay, Carolina's already up for the play. It's second and goal on the four-yard line. Portland is holding tight with that defensive look, with a 4-4 look. And it's going to be a zone read, but it looks like she gives the ball up to the receiver. She's to the 3, to the 1, and stuffed at the 1-yard line by three Portland Shockwave girls. So on the play, three girls from the Portland Shockwave. We didn't get all the numbers there. It looks like number 43 for the Portland Shockwave was in on the tackle. Reyna and two other girls I did not see. It is 3rd and 1. Third and gold on the 1-yard line. Carolina is knocking at the doorstep, and Portland is going to try to stop them here. Looks like we're in a 2x2 set, gun, pistol set. Nope, not in a pistol. They're going to be in an A backfield to the wide side of the field, 2x2 set. And it's right up the middle for the fullback. Fullback gets in, and it's a touchdown by the fullback. And the fullback number is? I'm trying to get the number. My partner behind me, she might try to get the number now, and we'll be right back, and we'll get the number for you. So it looks like number 11, Maria River made the touchdown on the play, the 1-yard fullback dive out of the gun. So good job, Maria. So Carolina Phoenix now are going for the extra point. It is 6-0 Carolina Phoenix with 3:19 remaining in the first quarter. And they're lining up for the extra point right now. Here's the snap, snaps down, kicks away, and it's good. So the score now is 7-0, Carolina Phoenix. Yes, it was the number 11. So, and that kick was kicked through the uprights. I did not see the number. I apologize, but I know that IWFL ball was made by Nike, the official game ball of the IWFL. Remember, available online and at the merchandise booths. And remember, the official signage partner is BuildASign. All these wonderful signs you see everywhere in the stadium were by buildasign.com. And remember, if you're going to do it on the internet, build-a-sign.com. Okay, the Carolina Phoenix are lining up for the kickoff. The kicker is counting off how many they have, making sure she has 11. That was at 3:19 the score was in the first quarter. Remember, the touchdown was scored from 1 yard out from number 11, Maria River, on the first touchdown of the game in the Founders Bowl. This is the first year the IWFL is calling this game the Founders Bowl, so Maria River, you have something that no one can take away from you. You scored the first Founders Bowl touchdown ever. On the kickoff, the ball is kicked deep. It's going to land on the 22-yard line, picked up by number 85. And she misses the jukes and gets to the 33-yard line and then met by three Carolina Phoenix players. And the ball is going to be on the right hash. Coming up first. Rebecca's coming out. I'm sorry. Veronica's coming out. Remember, Rebecca got injured on the punt team, and she looks like she's going to be out for the rest of the game. Both teams are in their huddle right now, breaking apart. And also, I want to make sure we thank the IWFL trophies and awards created by locally in Dripping Springs, Texas, by Philip and Michelle Hoggett of Cardstone, Inc. There's a penalty on the play. Looks like there's too many players on the field for the Carolina Phoenix, but we will see what happens here. Yep, too many players on the field, legal substitution, looks like. Yes, too many players on the field, they call, so it's a 5-yard penalty. First down on the 38-yard line now instead of the I backfield. And it looks like it's option again. She pitches the ball coming up in the play. She misses the tackle, but then she gets rocked by number 5 for the Carolina Phoenix after a 3-yard gain. Number 5, Jennifer King, comes up and rocks from the safety position. And that was a great hit, knocked her right out of bounds. And the first one on the play was, I believe, number 85 for the Portland Shockwave, Nicole. Okay, here we go. They are in the left hash. It's second and two now after the penalty and the option run. They are trading the tight end again. This time looks like Carolina is ready, but it looks like they did not shift over. Now their linebackers are shifting over out of the I backfield. The wide receiver from the top is coming back down, and they are running away from the motion wide receiver. And then there's an opening. It looks like there's going to be a penalty on the play on the Portland Shockwave, or it might be an offsides call. We're going to get the call here. If not, it is going to be a first down. It's going to be a first down for the Portland Shockwaves. Oh, I'm glad there's a player across the sideline. I appreciate it. You must be listening to us because you're giving me the calls about or who's got the name of the girls running the ball because we cannot see it from up here. So it's going to be a first down. I didn't see the call. It was an offsides call on the play. So offsides on the play, and it's going to be first down, Portland Shockwave, and it's going to be first down on the 49-yard line, left hash, and they are almost across midfield, Portland, for the second time this game. Remember, there's only 2:01 left remaining. Clock is running in the first quarter. The score is 7-0, Carolina Phoenix. Timeout by the Carolina Phoenix. What's going on is the Portland Shockwave are trading their tight end, so they're setting their strength of the formation into the boundary, and then they're going to the wide side of the field, and they've done that three times now, and the Carolina Phoenix decided the defensive coordinator for the Carolina Phoenix is Terrence Gray, and he decided to call timeout so they can get all on the same page so they know how to line up against the Portland Shockwave offense. Again, remember, after all three championship games today, there will be an after party presented by SOE Entertainment. Success over everything. Dancing, food will be provided by Wings and More. Everyone is invited to celebrate the end of the 2012 season with the IWFL. And this is at the Williams Conference Center Ballroom in Round Rock, right behind the Wingate Hotel. Sorry, I had to get a drink of water. Okay, after the timeout now, we are in the left hash. I backfield again. Looks like they're going to trade their tight end. Yes, they are going to trade their tight end again because if you notice, if you were here, the receiver is already back, so they're going to have to trade a tight end, and here comes the tight end trade. They misaligned again. And they are running to that. The fullback's wide open, a clear lane, even though someone came around a tackle, and it was number 11 again, Maria, with the tackle at the nose position. She made the tackle after a three-yard gain. And on that play, it was the fullback that made the three-yard gain on the fullback dive. It looked like they were running option again. Veronica was running option again, and she decided to give it to the fullback there. So now we are second and seven in the game. Portland has crossed midfield for the second time this game. The ball is in the middle. They are in tight end to the right, King backfield. That means the fullback is to the tight end side. And they are running a fullback trap. And it's open. Oh, and there's 5-yard gain, 10-yard gain, 15-yard gain. A 15-yard gain by an inside fullback trap. And that was number 44, it looks like. Number 44 for the Portland Shockwave. And that would be Mrs. Sargent. And now it's first down on the 35-yard line, left hash, I would say, and the Portland Shockwave are moving the ball downfield without Rebecca Dawson that, again, got injured early in the game on a punt team play. They're in an I backfield again. They're trading the tight end. Number 3, the tight end, is trading. They did not shift over again. The Carolina Phoenix are misaligned. Ball snapped, fullback dive, and it's option. And the girl, and they switched it, number 5 caught it, and number 5 for the Portland Shockwave, Simone, she just got a 6-yard gain on the play. So now it is 2nd and 4 on the play after a 6-yard gain and then the option play. So what's going on now? The Portland Shockwave have found a way to move the ball. They are running option. They are treating the tight end and running option to the tight end side. And the Carolina Phoenix, they're trying to shift their defense, but sometimes they're shifting the right way, shifting the wrong way. The linebackers are getting caught in the garbage. Hopefully, the coach Gray, will fix that issue, and then they will be able to stop the Portland Shockwave. Here comes the lead up the middle, and it looks like number 5 for the Portland Shockwave cut the ball. She tried to find space, but there was nowhere to be successful, and Natalie Number five for the Portland Shockwave is going to lose about a yard on the play. So you're looking at third down and – Yeah, 1 yard on the play, so it looks like a third and five on the play. That is the end of the first quarter with your score, Carolina Phoenix 7 and your Portland Shockwave 0. Again, I want to thank our sponsors. Let's just name off some while we're waiting for this second quarter to start. I want to thank our official signage partner, buildasign.com. Number again, it's build-a-sign.com. I also want to thank our official IWFL Championship host hotel, Wingate by the Wyndham Round Rock. Meeting facilities provided by the Williamson Conference Center and supporting hotel, Spring Hill Suites Round Rock. Also, I want to thank the city of Round Rock, Texas, for supporting the IWFL. They've been doing the championship games, I believe, here for 10 years. 12 years they've been doing the games here in Round Rock. So This is fourth season of Round Rock. I apologize. Fourth season of Round Rock, my partner told me. So I also want to thank the Hertz Car Rental and the Recognition Company and also the official game ball, Nike. So also I would like to, for sponsors, we'd like to thank the Round Rock Convention and Visit Bureau for supporting this weekend, all these sponsors. My partner was tweeting in the background. That's why I got it wrong, so please don't get mad. So now back to the action. They're on the right hash, 30-yard line. It is 35. The Portland Shockwave are in an I formation. The Carolina Phoenix are in a 3-4 front, and they are going to bring the house up the A and B gaps here. And it looks like a play-action pass. It ended up drills wide open, but someone comes in free on an all-off blitz, and that was number. Someone got to tweet me because that was a great sack, and it was for a 10-yard loss on the play. They sent momentum. She was all the way thrown back to the 15, but they stopped the progress at 10. So it was a great job by one of the Carolina Phoenix girls. Looks like the outside linebacker on the play made the tackle. So now it is 4th and 15. The Portland Shockwave are going to be punting the ball away. Again, this is one thing I haven't mentioned yet, so... And we've been tweeting it also. Make sure you please, you want a fan favorite MVP. Fans will decide the MVPs of today's game. Please text IWFL MVP to 313131 to place your vote. Please say the name and the team. The punt on the play is successful and is out of bounds at the 15-yard line. So there is no return on the play. The ball bounced inbounds and then bounced out of bounds. It will be on the left hash on the play. So, again, like I said, I haven't announced it yet because it's just started the game, but now that we're in the second quarter, we got to start thinking of MVPs. So, fans, you will decide. So, people listening, people tweeting, people in stands, fans will decide the MVPs of today's game. Please text IWFL MVP to 313131. You want to have a 58-minute sack on the quarterback earlier, so I want to give props to Milford Michelle, she didn't make the sack for the 10-yard loss. Now, the Carolina Phoenix, they just ran the play. Uh-oh. And she just broke through the line on the outside, and she got a 15-yard gain, and that was number – trying to get the number right now. Again, I apologize. The yellow jerseys from the distance, and the sun is glaring off them, so you can see some numbers, but you can't see them all. Okay, we can see the left tackle, number 77. We can see, but when they're farther away from us, we cannot see when they're on the hash. It looks like the back four is either 22 or 23 or 26 in the backfield. So if someone can tweet to tell me who the back in the backfield is, that would be excellent. The Carolina Phoenix are in a 2x2 set again with motion to the wide side of the field. So they're going to have trips open to the wide side of the field. And it is a screen pass to number 5. I'm sorry, not 5, number 8, Nikki. Nikki is going to get a 5-yard gain, so it's going to be first. Second and 5 on the 35-yard line going out to the Portland Shockwave. We are on the left hash now. Okay, they were in a 2x2 set. I'm sorry, we're in a 2x1 set, 2 receivers to the wide side of the field, 2 back gun. Looks like they're going to get the lead. And she tries to cut up the middle. She should probably stay to the outside, and it's going to be a no gain on the play. 3rd and 5 on the play. No gain on the play. And Carolina Phoenix are in their no huddle. It looks like they're going to a two, like again, two receivers. So it's going to be a 2x2 set. So it's a spread formation with an A back because the back is to the wide side of the field. And the Portland Shockwave are in their cover two look. They run an out route, and 87 comes up and nails number 10 for the Cameron, number 10. She had a great play in the out route. She looked like she had an opening, but the corner came off number 85 and made the tackle on the play. So number 85 for the Shockwave, Nicole, made the tackle on the play. They're coming out for the punt. It's going to be fourth and two on the right hash. The Carolina Carolina Panthers, I'm thinking the NFL, the Carolina Phoenix. Well, they're playing like the Carolina Panthers. They are a pretty good team. And the Carolina Phoenix are about to punt the ball away to the Portland Shockwave. And here we go. And the snap is good. Punter's got to punt the ball away. And we're looking at a 30-yard punt in the air with a bounce, 35. And it's going to end up to be almost a 40-yard punt on the play. So the ball will be down on the left hash on the 26-yard line going out for the Portland Shockwave. Again, if you missed earlier and you weren't listening, Rebecca Dawson did get hurt. Their leading rusher and leading in touchdowns for the Portland Shockwave. She got hurt on a punt play. She got blindsided block when they set up a return. Both teams are coming out to the field, and you have Veronica coming out to the huddle right now, calling her play, and she's coming right now to call the play. Again, I want to thank some of our sponsors. Again, official signage partner, buildasign.com. Also, I want to thank City of Round Rock, Texas, for having us today. And with the huddle break, we are about to go back to the game action. We have a broken eye to the wide side of the field. Looks like a flex to the tight end. And the ball's L, and there's motion on the play. And it's a jet sweep. And number 20, she said she's got 5 yards on the play. So I'm going to get that number for you in a second and get who got him. It looks like number 44 on the tackle, and it was number 85 on the run. So 44 on the tackle would have been Amanda. And now it is second down on the right hash, and it is about second and 5 on the play. There is 10 minutes and 27 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Carolina Phoenix are winning 7-0 to the Portland Shockwave. Portland Shockwave are in a two-receiver, 2x1 set. High backfield, motion again, looks like a jet sweep. Motion, fake the jet sweep, felt the lead, and in the backfield, tackled by number. I'm going to get this number for sure this time. She's walking around. You got to turn your back to me so I can see you. It's going to be Jenna Dockery on the tackle. Jenna Dockery on the tackle, looks like there. Great job, Jenna. So now it is third and 6 on the play after that 1 yard loss. They fake the jet sweep and when blast the backside A gap away from the jet sweep action. You're going to have a 2x2 set here. So when the Portland is in this 2x2 set, it looks like mainly they're going to be a passing formation. Okay, so with the play going, motion coming back to an I formation with 85, and it looks like we run option here. And options on the play. She tosses to number 85. She's got 5 yards. She's got the first down. Safety came up and made the tackle. But that's the first down. After Veronica pitched the ball to number 85, Nicole, for about a 10-yard gain on the play. So that is going to be another Portland Shockwave first down. Looks like 85 after that run. After number 85 for the Portland Shockwave, Nicole, she needs a little break. She's tapping her helmet. She needs a little break. She needs a little water in this hot weather. I believe number one did make the tackle, and that would be Mrs. James, Tiara James. And here comes the huddle. That's going to be first down on the 41-yard line going out towards the Portland Shockwave. The Portland Shockwave coach is telling them to hold on, hold on, hold on. I don't know what's going on here. Is this a trick or a fake or? Oh, Portland Shockwave are calling timeout. They did not like what they saw on the Carolina Phoenix's side. So the defensive coach for the Carolina Phoenix just threw down his hat. He is not happy whatsoever. Whoever had the option responsibility with the quarterback did not tackle the quarterback, and I think that's why the defensive coordinator for the Carolina Phoenix is so irate throwing his hat to the field. Again, like I said, I want to thank all our sponsors of today. I want to thank the city of Round Rock, Texas. I want to thank the Round Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau. We also want to thank the IWSL trophies and awards created by locally in Dripping Springs, Texas, by Philip and Michelle Horgett of Carved Stone, Inc. And you can see that on www.carved-stone.com. Okay. While this timeout's almost remaining, I also remember the official game ball is Nike, and our official signage partner is BuildASign.com. Okay. So the Carolina Phoenix defense coordinator is done talking to them. The girls are back on the field. The Portland Shockwave head coach and I believe another coach is on the field, and they just broke the huddle, and they are lining right up for the next play of the game. Remember, this second quarter, 8:24 remaining. Carolina Phoenix are winning 7-0. Okay, Carolina Phoenix are in their looks like a 3-4 defense now, spread 3-4, and you got the Portland Shockwave in their 2x2. If they motion in the back, it looks like they're coming back with another. And here we go. Option again to the side, and quarterback and the outside linebacker now got it, and they got it for a 2-yard loss. There was three girls there with the tackle. Number 77, number 44, and number 85, it looks like, for the Carolina Phoenix. So those three girls made the tackle on the play. Excellent job. After that timeout, the Portland Shockwave 2, Coach Gray for the Carolina Phoenix coached the girls up, and they now have shut down the option for the time being. So let's see if the Carolina Phoenix can continue stopping the option. The ball is in the middle of the field. The ball is placed on the 39-yard line of the Portland Shockwave, and they are coming out. They're trying to get past the 40-yard line now. They're a 2x2 set again. Here we go by the Portland Shockwave. Usually they're passing or running an option. It is a pass, a 5-step drop, and, thrown a little behind. So Veronica threw a little behind number 2, Rebecca. So Rebecca was running a 5-yard in route. There was an opening window, but it looks like Veronica just could not connect on the play. So now it is 3rd and 12 on the 39-yard line, second quarter, 7:25 remaining in until halftime. At halftime, we can talk a little bit about the game and how it's going, and then we'll do a little break, and then we'll come back after that. Remember, there are three games today. There's one now, the Founders game, then there's going to be a Tier 3 game at 2 o'clock, and then the main event, Tier 1, will be the Montreal Blitz versus the Sacramento Sirens. So if you didn't come to this game, make sure you come to one of the games. Remember, they're $15, and that will get you in as long as you keep your ticket stuff all day. They're in the I formation, tight end to the wide side of the field, and it's a pass play. And the tight end is wide open in the middle of the field, and she's caught him, but it was dropped. Incompletion on the play. The safety came over. The tight end had it. She tried to catch it. She had it in her hand, but she was running before she caught it, and the safety came up and hit her, just like Ronnie Lott would do back in the day with the San Francisco 49ers.
She got sandwiched.
And she got sandwiched, yes, like my partner behind me said. So it is fourth down and 12 on the 39, and the Portland Shockwave are going to punt now, I believe, for the third time in the game, and the Carolina Phoenix have someone back to return the kick now. The punter for the Portland Shockwave now is counting up her players. The Portland Shockwave punter is Simone Shepherd. She is the punter for the Portland Shockwave. Looks like the Portland Shockwave had too many players in the huddle, so that's going to be legal form. That's going to be too many players in the huddle. So what that means is that's going to back them up another 5 yards before the punt goes. Now the Carolina returner, she is counting her players just to make sure she has enough players on the field. And here we go. The referee blew the whistle, set it up, and here we go. The Portland Shockwave are in a spread punt formation. The ball snapped. Punter caught it, and it punted away. You're looking at a 25, 30-yard punt, and the girl caught it on the run, but as she was tackled right when she caught it by number 70 on the Portland Shockwaves. And number 70 is Jenna Fisher.
Number 23
for the Carolina Panthers. I see the number 23 for the Carolina Phoenix caught the ball on the run, but then Jenna Fisher, from former Team USA gold medal team, she tackled her right when she caught the ball. Would have been probably a really good return if Jenna wasn't down there hustling. So now the Carolina Phoenix are looking like they're lining up in a whole different formation. It looks like they're going to be in an ace formation that's two tight ends, two receivers wide, and one back. We'll see if they stay in this formation or not. Because they do run a no-huddle offense. Yes, they are. They're in a bunch, an ace bunch set, and under center, and it's just a fullback dive to Maria River, and looks like on the tackle is going to be Leah Hinkle, their leading tackler of the season for Portland Shockwave, made the tackle for after a 3-yard gain. So it'll be 2nd and 7 on the 47-yard line. Second quarter, 6:50 remaining, and the clock is running. So let's see if the Carolina Phoenix stay in this formation or go back to their spread offense. They're staying in that ace formation, it looks like. So it's going to be their two receivers are in a two-point stance, but still standing like receivers. And they are in an ace set, so maybe they'll run that ball again. Here comes motion. And looks like it's going to be a crack back here. And it is a crack, and it is tossed to the wide side of the field by Maria. And then she breaks the tackle. She gets 5, 10, 15, still going. Number 12 on the play. I'm sorry, that's Portia Holmes on the play. So Portia Holmes is the one that was running. She got knocked out of bounds after a big gain. They will be going in. They just crossed the 50-yard line, the Carolina Phoenix. And it's going to be 1st down on the 37-yard line. So it's a great run, great crackback by number 8 on the Carolina Phoenix. Nikki, she had a great crackback on the outside linebacker, and once she cracked her, and then all is sailing the way for Portia. Great run by Portia. Remember, again, fans, we'll decide the MVP of today's game. Please text IWFL MVP to 3131. So it's 3131 to place your vote. Okay, 31-3 times. Okay, after the 1st down, I missed the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 6 after a 4-yard gain. They just brought in a new tailback in the game, and they stayed in the ace formation and ran the ball right up the guts. Like again, it's 2nd and 7. It looks like Starsha or Eric are in the backfield. I see the 20 number, but I can't tell if it's 22 or 23 on the play. They stayed in their ace formation. It looks like Carolina saw something that they thought they could exploit on Portland by going with the two tight end sets. Here comes the crackback again. So, but it's not a toss. It's an out route, and the receiver is wide open, and it breaks a tackle, and she breaks one. She breaks two tackles, still going after the 1st down. After about a 10-yard gain, it's going to be 1st down, Carolina, and it's going to be 1st down on the 24-yard line, I want to say. Let's say 23-yard line just to be safe. 1st down, 10, 23-yard line, 2nd quarter, 4:55 remaining. Carolina Phoenix are staying at a two tight end set. Looks like they found something that works that's going to be more successful than the spread. And it's a fullback dive coming down the middle. And after that, it's going to be a tackle by number 2 for the Portland Shockwaves. And that's Rebecca making the tackle after a 10-yard. And Carolina Phoenix, another 1st down. Carolina Phoenix. So now it's 1st and 10 on the 13th, so the Carolina Phoenix will be able to get another 1st down before they get into a goal line situation. Looks like it's going to be a timeout on the field, Portland. They want to talk it over and see what's going on and try to fix their issue with two tight end sets. They are in a 4-4 defense, but they're playing their ladies so wide with the outside linebackers, so you're giving up. The Carolina Phoenix have more girls inside the box than the Portland Shockwave had, so they're just being outnumbered, and the Carolina Phoenix, offensive line is pushing some of the Portland Shockwave girls back. Again, we want to thank some of our sponsors. We want to thank official signage partner buildasign.com. They have all these lovely signs that you see around the stadium and at the hotels that the teams are staying at. Okay. Also, after all 3 games, there's a championship party presented by OSE Entertainment. Dancing and food will be provided by Wings and More. Everyone is invited to celebrate the end of the 2012 IWFL season. Remember, even if you miss the games today, there is a game tomorrow. It is the All-Star game. It is at 11 o'clock. 10 o'clock, I'm sorry. 10 o'clock, the All-Star game is tomorrow. It is the best East players and the best West players that are not playing in these games today. Even though we do have, the Portland Shockwaves do have first-team All-Stars and one second-team All-Star. And then the Carolina Phoenix, they have 2, 4, 6 second-team All-Stars. Their head coach is also one, so that's 7. And also the Portland Shockwave defensive coordinator, he is the first-team All-Star coach, too. It is a drop back out of the eye set. It looks like, almost Leah Hinkle missed the tackle. The quarterback is scrambling around and comes back. It looks like she has something open, but just the Portland Shockwave rush came too hard with the outside blitz by Leah Hinkle. She missed the tackle. Quarterback stepped up, and then instead of getting back to the line of scrimmage, the quarterback, Jennifer King, made it back only and lost 5 yards. It could have been a big loss, but it was only a 5-yard loss. So it was 2nd and 15 on the 18-yard line, second quarter, 3:48 remaining in the first half. The score right now is 7-0 Carolina Phoenix. Now, Carolina Phoenix, they run a no-huddle offense, so all their plays are on their wristband. They're staying in that ace set, two tight ends inside, two receivers on the outside, on each side, and tight end in the back. Quarterback Jennifer King is under center. Ball snap, 3-step drop. They ran outs and slants. Carolina King's looking for someone, and almost picked off by number 20 for the Portland Shockwave. She stepped in front of it, high. She almost picked off the ball in the slant. It looked like two outs by the tight end, two quick outs, and then two posts up the middle. She was open. King had someone open, but she just waited a second too long, and that's how Art High just came in on the play and broke it up. It is now 3rd and 15. Eight balls on the 18 in the second quarter, and they're getting the play. Portland Shockwave got their play in. They're in that 4-4. Looks like cover 3 look, and here we go. Jennifer King is reading the defense right now, putting in motion. They're going to have two receivers to the wide side of the field and a tight end. It is a sprint out away. You have Leah Hinkle running hard. If she just barely missed her. She didn't see her. Now she's going to have Jennifer King scrambling the opposite way. And it is picked off. It's not picked off. Jennifer King threw it up, which is the rope receiver, a DB for the the Shockwave stepped in front of it. And I believe that was number 85, Nicole. Just barely missed picking the play off, and that would have been huge because Jennifer King was the only girl that could have probably stopped her, and Jennifer King got hit right when she threw it by 2 Portland Shockwave players. Yes, the Nicole girl was Viana Roll, I believe, for number 85 for the Portland Shockwave. So I apologize. I have not been saying last names. I've just been saying first names and jersey numbers. And remember, there's a timeout by the Carolina Phoenix. They're going to talk it over. It's 4th down, 15 to go, and the ball's on the 18-yard line, 3:10 remaining. Portland Shockwave have 1 timeout remaining, and the Carolina Phoenix, that is their last timeout of the game. Remember, you are voting for your favorite MVP, fan favorite MVP. Fans will decide today's MVPs of all 3 games. Text IWFL MVP 31, 31, 31 to place your vote. And earlier in the game, top story of the game so far of this Founders game is Rebecca Dawson was carted off the field. She walked off the field, but then she was carted off the field, and she has not returned to action since then. Carolina Phoenix are attempting a field goal attempt. Okay. It looks like the Portland Shockwave are staying back. They are not really going after it. They're playing off coverage even on 4th and 15. This could be a good time they could go after this ball because if this is blocked, it'd be huge. Kick is away, ball's up, and it's no good. It had the distance, but it was wide right. That was a great kick by number 9, Aaron Graham. It was Aaron Graham or Nikki Heron. I apologize. If someone can tweet in and tell me the name, that would be excellent. Who the kicker is. So Portland Shockwave will get the ball back now at the 20-yard line on the left hash. They have 3:05 remaining of the game, and it is 1st down on the 20-yard line going out. You got a lot of girls on the Portland Shockwave that go both ways, and I believe so also for the Carolina Phoenix. So playing an Ironman position, especially in this heat, it is very hard. Now, North Carolina, the Carolina Phoenix are probably used to the warm weather, but the Portland Shockwaves, they have not had hot weather in a long time. I believe it's probably 80 there since last month. So this weather is a little bit different than they're used to. They flex the tight end to the wide side of the field. It is an I formation, pro eye. They're going motioning away. Jet sweep on the play. Number 85 gets through, but then the outside linebacker gets the tackle on the play. So that was number 11, I believe, that was Maria, I believe, just made the tackle as their outside linebacker for the Carolina Phoenix. So that was a no gain. So it's 2nd and 10. Clock is running with 2:47 remaining in the game with the clock running. Ball's in the middle of the field now. Again, I want to thank the city of Round Rock, Texas, for hosting, for having us, the IWFL, here. We've been here for now a number of years, and we love hosting our activities here. I backfield, two receivers to select, slot open with I backfield. Ball's going to be snapped. Looks like number 11 is blitzing, Maria River. It is option on the play. Quarterback caught it. Uh-oh. She got about 7 yards, and then all of a sudden thrown down. The defensive end again, the outside linebacker for the Carolina Phoenix did not have quarterback responsibility. So I know Coach Gray on the other side of the ball, I guarantee you, at halftime, that's what they're going to be talking about, how to stop that option. Because if you got to be careful, even though the score is only 7-0, and right now you have a 2-minute warning on the field. So right now we're just going to take a couple-second break, talk about some sponsors and everything else. The sponsors, again, we want to thank the IWFL trophies and awards created by locally in Dripping Springs, Texas, by Philip and Michelle Holgett of Carve Stone, Inc., www.carve-stone.com. Again, my name is Anthony Stone. I'm a special teams linebacker coach for the Beloit College in Beloit, Wisconsin. I was also on the 2010 USA gold medal women's team that went to Sweden. So, in fact, today we have two players in this game playing. Leah Hinkle was one of our starting linebackers, and Jenna Fisher was our 3 technique for defensive line. So as the teams break after the 2-minute warning, Carolina Phoenix team is coming out to the field. Portland Shockwave coach has just broke their huddle. They are coming to the line of scrimmage right now, and we'll see what they line up. It looks like we found out earlier from the news from fans that Dawson has broke her arm, so she will not be coming back to the Portland Shockwave. That is going to be a huge loss for the Portland Shockwave. So I know the Portland Shockwave say they play as a team because there's no key players, but the one thing is when you lose your leading rusher and leading person that scores your touchdowns, that does hurt your team even though you are a team player. So now they're resetting the 40-second play clock, so because it was running while the 2-minute warning goes. So this play should be happening any second now. Again, top stories again. Rebecca Dawson did break her arm, so she will not be coming back for the Portland Shockwave. So that's, for someone that works so hard all season and then comes here and only gets to play in like a little bit of a first quarter, that's disappointing. But we hope everything and wish her well and get her back to a speedy recovery. It's option again, fullback dive. Nobody took the fullback. 44 is getting. She almost gets past. She gets about on a 3rd and 3. She gets about 13 yards on the play. First down, 41-yard line, going out still. Portland has got it. The first down, the clock is moving, and the chains are moving too, so we'll see what happens. So now the Shockwave are not in a hurry up per se, even though the clock is running with a 1:25 remaining. And they are almost across midfield. So let's see if they can stay with the option the rest of the time down. It's just run option left, option right, or option, keep going option until the clock goes. They're in the I set, so it looks like they're going to run option, but we'll see what happens. Option again, fullback dive, up the middle. It's going to be a 6-yard gain. So on that play, it's a 6-yard gain. And with that being said, it's going to be 59 seconds in the clock's running, 2nd down. And 5 on the 46-yard line in the 2nd quarter. It looks like Portland's not in a rush, so
So right now it looks like they're just going to end up with maybe a trick play to see if Carolina's offset. I know Carolina did get beat on a couple plays, but their athleticism got them back on a couple play action passes. So we'll see if that happens again. Looks like Carolina's back in their safeties off even further than usual. They're going to be about 15 to 20 yards, 15 yards deep, to 10 yards deep. And it's a fullback counter up to gut. But then on the play, number 62, Jim Docker stops it for a no gain. 18 seconds left. Clock is running. It is going to be, timeout, Portland Shockwave with 16.8 seconds left. Okay, while we got a timeout, remember, fans, please vote your favorite MVP. So if you are watching the game or you are listening and you know your player is doing a good job, okay, please vote today. Text IWFL MVP to 313131, and that will determine who's the game day MVP. Also, we want to remember after all three games, the championship after party will be presented by Success Over Everything. Dancing, food will be provided by Wings and More. Everyone is invited to celebrate the end of the 2012 season with the IWFL. This will be at the Williamson Conference Center Ballroom in Round Rock, right behind the Wingate Hotel. City of Round Rock, again, we are in the city of Round Rock, Texas. The game is, and it's 3rd and 5, and we're going back to action right now. High backfield again. Looks like they're going to be running option towards us, but you never know what the – maybe they're going to do that play-action pass again. And here comes the Phoenix are blitzing up the A-gaps. Both inside linebackers look like they are coming, and so is the outside linebacker. And here they all come. It is a play-action pass, but it looks like – and they do get sacked. It looks like three girls wearing on it, and someone stands up, and she is celebrating. She has 5 seconds left, and that will be our halftime, and halftime will be the score. Phoenix, 7, Shockwave, 0. Remember, our top stories are Rebecca Dawson getting injured in the first quarter on a punt formation. So now, right now, we're probably going to take a couple-minute break, and then we'll come back. There's 15 minutes on the clock, so we're going to do a couple-minute break, and then we'll come back, talk about the first half, and talk about more sponsors. Remember, official signage partner, buildasign.com, build-a-sign.com.
Hey, this is Devon Goldsmith, comedian and middle linebacker, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the legal question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page, and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
Stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today. I just wanna be happy. Is that okay? Oh, stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today. My door, but no one knows. not fighting today. I just wanna be happy. Is that okay? Oh, stop calling me.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Anthony Stone. I was the I am right now currently at Beloit College in Beloit, Wisconsin, the special teams coordinator and linebackers coach. And also, I was on the 2010 first ever defensive coordinator for Team USA, where we won a gold medal in Stockholm, Sweden. A little bit about that, we won 201-0. So for offensive and defensively, we pretty much did a great job. The girls did a wonderful job, bring home the gold. And that was partnership with the IWFL and Team USA. A little recap on the story. The score is 7-0. Carolina Phoenix are winning 7-0 to the Portland Shockwave. Top story earlier, Rebecca Dawson, number 24 for the Portland Shockwave. She broke her arm during a punt play. She was covering a punt, and she got blindsided by a block. It was a clean, good hit, but she got hit, and she broke her arm, landed the field wrong, and she is out for the rest of the game. She was their leading rusher and leading scorer in touchdowns, so the Portland Shockwave was trying to look for someone to step up in her shoes for that. Earlier today, too, another story was the Carolina Phoenix's coach, the defensive coordinator, Coach Gray, and probably Coach Holmes, too. This halftime speech they probably said is stop the option. Who's responsible for the option? Because that's one thing Portland has been doing very well is the option running. You know, given to the fullback, that defensive end keeps coming down on the fullback. Now, if he's supposed to, then someone else has to get that quarterback. If not, the quarterback is running free. Also, remember, you are fans. You are voting for your favorite MVP. You fans will decide the MVP of today's games, all three games. Please text IWFL MVP to 313131. And please say the name, number, and person. Please note that in the text. Again, right now, the score is 7-0. We have 38 seconds. Teams are coming on the field. Carolina Phoenix are already on the field, and the Portland Shockwave are not there yet. Remember, there are two other games later scheduled for the day. We have a game that is today at 2 p.m. It's a Tier 3 game. It's the Carolina Queens versus the Colorado Sting. And then the main event tonight, the World Championship game, 7 p.m. kickoff, Sacramento Sirens and the Montreal Blitz. And it'll be a very good game. You have a spread team, the Montreal team playing a spread offense versus the old-fashioned classic wind tee offense. If I'm not mistaken, maybe someone can tweet and tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe the Sacramento Sirens are the only team in the IWFL to run the wing tee offense. So now we got the Portland Shockwave arriving into the stand, onto the field. Carolina Phoenix are all set up and go from there. So here we go. We are about to start the game. Again, I want to thank our sponsors, the official signage partner, buildasign.com. They have all these lovely signs that you see around the stadium and at the hotels. We also want to thank the official IWFL Championship host hotel, Wingate by the Wyndham Round Rock, meeting facilities provided by the Williamson Conference Center, supporting hotel, Spring Hill Sites Round Rock. We're going to be starting in about 1 minute, so in 1 minute I'll be back with you.
The Phoenix will keep off number 9.
Yeah, you muted.
Aaron Green.
Turn me on. Sorry about that. Kickoff is on, and the ball is kicked into the corner, left side, left hash, and we're up to the 20, to 23, 25, broke through a hole, 30, 32, 33, 35, still going on her feet, and she's tackled the 35-yard line, left hash. It's going to be first and 10, 14:49 remaining. Number 5, Natalie Nash on the run. The first and 10 on the Shockwave. You heard the replay in the back from the announcer on in stadium. Okay, they're about to line up in the huddle. Again, we want to thank the city of Round Rock, Texas for having us. And also, we'd like to thank the Round Rock Convention and Visit Bureau. It's going into an I formation. Looks like they're going to run option again. They should stick with their bread and butter here with the Portland Shockwave. It looks like you're going to have the Carolina Phoenix are going to blitz their A gaps again like they did. They had successful earlier in the game. There it is, option, fullback dive. Quarterback does keep it though, and he breaks through. And she is
Holy cow, you can't talk to them. So excited. She just ran about 20 yards for a 15-yard gain on the play. So on that play, Veronica broke through a couple tackles. I'm sorry for stopping, but it was an amazing play. She cut one way, cut the other, followed the fullback right up the hole, and got a first down on a 15-yard gain. So now it is first down and 10 on the 49-yard line across midfield. That was a great run by Veronica. I got so excited I put my chair back too far, so I got to switch chairs, so I apologize. Won't let that happen again. Left hash, good job by the quarterback. Okay, I formation again. Looks like they're going to come with a blitz again. Looks like it's going to stay with the option. Nope, they're coming with a jet sweep look, and it's going to be a fake jet sweep, and it's going to be, looks like a false start. Doesn't look like a delayed game because there's 2 seconds left, so it's going to be a false start, looks like, on the Portland Shockwave. False start, Portland Shockwave is going to be first down. They're going to back it up 5 yards, first and 10, and it's going to be on the 46-yard line going out. Sorry, I'm not talking right now. I apologize. It's going to be in the middle of the field, and we're going to have middle of the field, I formation again, first and 15. They got a five-man front to Carolina Phoenix. They change her up. It looks like they're in an under front right now. There's a fake jet sweep to a dive to the jet sweep side, and she's going to get through the hole, and it's going to be a 7-yard gain on the play. It's going to be third and 8, so it is a chance where the Portland Shockwave can still run the ball and get it on two plays, or they can try to get it on this third down and long. It is second and 8, like I said, and that run was by number 5 for the Portland Shockwave, Natalie Nash. And on the play with the inside linebackers, I believe that was Rivera. 12:57 remaining. This time the Portland Shockwave came out on this play, and they are in a 2x2 set. And here we go with the play. Here comes the jet sweep motion. Looks like she's going to orbit back number 85. That would probably mean here comes the option. And it's a hold on the play, but luckily the quarterback did bounce right back to her. That's the great thing about turf field, because the ball will bounce right back to you. Veronica is getting up a little slow, but she's okay on the play. That would be really bad if she went down too. Remember, top story today, we had Rebecca Dawson went down with a broken arm on a punt play. Punt coverage, she did break her arm, and she is out for the rest of the game. So now it is going to be third down now, because it was a penalty. So it's third and 15 on the 46-yard line going out. The Portland Shockwave, first couple plays, they were going really far. Now they're backing up. We need to get them going north, not south, ladies. Here we go, a 2x2 set. That means it's going to be the option, or they're going to run that 3-step drop. Okay, Carolina Phoenix, sprint out. Here we go. Pass is over. Receiver was hit on the play, but there was a no call on the play. So with that being said, it is now fourth down and 15 on the 46. Portland Shockwave are going to be punting. It was a sprint out, and when they sprinted out, I think the wide receiver and the quarterback miscommunicated, because the receiver's motion did not get all the way across. So when the ball was snapped, the receiver was out of line, and maybe that may have been their primary target. But on the play, also, number 5, the receiver, Natalie Nash, did get hit, but there was a no call on the play. Portland is lining up the punt. Carolina Phoenix are set to return. Carolina Phoenix and the Portland Shockwave are doing something that every team is doing. They are counting their players. Both teams have had one penalty like that today, so they're making sure they don't make any mental errors, because mental mistakes will hurt at a 7-0 game. Okay, here comes the punt. Simone Shepherd is back to kick the thing, but it is now a ref's timeout, delay of game on the Portland Shockwave. We also want to thank our sponsors again, if I haven't announced some of them. I announced all of them, I believe, now. The IWSF trophies and awards are created by locally in Dripping Springs, Texas. I'm sorry. By Philip and Michelle Hogan of Carved Stone, Inc. The punt is off. It is going to be caught on the run, and there's an opening. But it looks like they're going to get her, and the ball is going to be placed on the 46-yard line
of the Carolina Phoenix, and they will be going out. So now both, well, Portland had the ball, they were driving, and all of a sudden they were sacked on the play, and now Carolina Phoenix have returned the punt, and Jennifer King and her team, the Carolina Phoenix, are taking over on the 46. Again, we also want to thank our city of Round Rock, Texas again. Remember, our championship party after the main event today at 7 p.m. is presented by Success Over Everything, SOE Entertainment, dancing, food will be by, wings and more. Everyone is invited. And here we go with the first play. The first play, we had two-back set, and they gave it to a scat back, their scat back, Carolina Phoenix. But she fumbled on the play, and the ball is going to be recovered by the Portland Shockwaves at midfield. It looked like she was going down, but right before she went down, the ball did pop out. The fumble looked like it was stripped by number 42 for the Portland Shockwave, Christy Hand. So Christy Hand, great job, looks like, on the strip. I didn't see who the recovery was on, but there was definitely a strip came by Christy Hand. The ball is on the left side, left hash, and it looks like the Portland Shockwave are coming out. They'll probably come back out to the I formation where they had their session. When they went to the 2x2 spread look under center, that's when they started going backwards. So let's stay under the eye this time, and let's get a drive and tie this game up with 11:09 left in the third quarter. Coming back out to the 2x2 set. So here we go. 2x2 set under center. The Carolina Phoenix have a 5-man front, it looks like, with a blitzing linebacker in the 3-4 look, and they're going with the orbit motion to 85, so let's get the option going. Here comes option on the play. Ball is pitched to 85. The ball did hit the ground, and it's going to be a huge loss on the play. Number 58 on the play. Milford Michelle Cooper, a second-team All-Star, did make the tackle for a 6-yard loss, so it's second and 16 on the 43-yard line. Also, remember, the IWF football is a Nike official game football of the IWFL. You can get those in the merchandise booth, or you can get them online at IWFLsports.com. Okay, looks like now this is a whole new formation. Oh, yep, it's a new formation. They have trips with tight end trips to the wide side of the field, I backfield. It is a toss to the wide side, but the receiver number, we missed the block, and we're going to have number 5 for the Portland Shockwave, Natalie Nash, only get a no gain on the play. Carolina Phoenix jumped the toss, and they are now in trouble, the Portland Shockwave, at 3rd and 16. The only thing you can do now here is pass the ball or at least run the ball and try to get some yardage. So the Carolina Phoenix have tightened down since the first couple plays of the third quarter when the Portland Shockwave looked like they were driving for their first score. Portland Shockwave are in the huddle. They're about to break the huddle. Carolina Phoenix are already lined up in their semi-set of their 3-4 look, the multiple defense look, and they're calling the strength of formation out. They are now going to be in a 4-3 cover 2 or 4-3 man-to-man, 4-3 man under look. It looks like a 4-3 man under look with an off man. Comes a blitz. The ball is thrown. The ball is picked off by a Carolina Phoenix player. It was underthrown by Veronica, and it looks like number 22 on the interception. That is Starsha Walker with the interception. It was no gain. She dove for the ball and made a great catch and got the ball back to the Carolina Phoenix, and they are now in Portland Shockwave territory on the 49-yard line going in. Now, if you remember earlier, we were talking about the Carolina Phoenix, they started the game in a spread offense. Then they went under two tight ends, 8 under center, and that was very successful for them. They didn't go away from it, though. Now they're back to their original set where they are in their 2-backs, gun set. It's a tight end gun with 2-back set, and they got a lead here, tailback lead, and the running back comes through, fullback's leading, and it's going to be a tackle on the play by number 43, the Portland Shockwave, and that is Raina Laney with a tackle after a 3-yard gain. So it's 2nd and 7 on the 46-yard line going into the Portland Shockwave. And like again, Jennifer King running the offense for the Carolina Phoenix. They are in a 2-back set. Tight end, looks like now they're going to the spread look, a 2x1 look, but they're in a 2x1 look with 2 receivers to one side to the middle. They're in the middle of the field, 2x receivers to one side, 1 receiver split, 2-back sets. And here we go. They got the play. No huddle offense, remember. The ball is going to be snapped.
Kiefer King, Bucknell, Samuels, watching for blitzes. Here we go, an option on the play. Oh, the ball is fall down to the ground and is recovered by number 47 of the Portland Shockwave. That is Ashley Emiston. I'm sorry, I apologize. But Ashley just had a huge play. But the other thing, too, is I believe number 34 on the play, Coco. She hits the quarterback. I mean, the running back was about to pick it up, and Coco knocked the running back over, and that's how Ashley got the fumble recovery. So now Portland is in Carolina Phoenix territory. They are on the left hash on the 47-yard line going in first and 10. Let's run some option football and see how you can get this in, Portland Shockwave, so we can tie this game 7-7. I have no favorites today. It's just great football action. If we can get some overtime, that's just extra money for the fans that are here today to watch the game. Here comes a 2x2 look under center. If 85 goes in motion, we're probably going to get a sprint out, or we will get the option here. Here comes the option with the orbit motion. So it looks like it's going to be play action pass. Not play action pass. It's going to be a drop back, 5-step drop back, and it's an incompletion to number 5 for the Portland Shockwave. Number 5 completed Natalie Nash. Veronica underthrew it to Natalie Nash for the incompletion. So it'll be 2nd and 10 on the 47-yard line. Okay, they just call in the huddle. Looks like Natalie's out for this play, and the Carolina Phoenix have their play already. They're lined up in their 3-4 look. Portland just breaks the huddle. Excuse me. They're going to be in a 2x2 look again under center. We'll see if 85 goes back in motion, does the orbit motion again. If not, they're going to snap the ball in a 2x2 look under center. Here comes the orbit motion again, so it's going back to an I. Option on the play. Quarterback is free, ball hits the ground, 85 does pick it up, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, and does. There are 4 Carolina Phoenix girls, 77, 85, 44, and number, I believe, 9. With the sun a little bit moving, we can see the numbers a lot better now. So, girls, you're definitely going to get your names. So, Murphy, second team, all-star, she just got in on the tackle. 85, Jenna McDonald in on the tackle, and number 8, Nikki Perrin on the tackle. And number 44, Amanda Walden on the tackle for the Carolina Phoenix. That was a great job from the swarming defense. Coach Holmes and Coach Gray probably talked to the defense at halftime and said, hey, this is one play we have to stop. We are winning 7-0. So we've got to remember the game is 0-0 come halftime, so we've got to remember that. Timeout by Portland Shockwave. There is confusion. Number 84, Ann Young. Was not sure what she was lining up, so she had caused Veronica to call a timeout as their first of the game of the second half. We have 7:22 remaining in the third quarter, and the score, Carolina Phoenix 7, Portland Shockwave 0. Remember, we want to thank Hertz Car Rental. We want to thank our official signage partner, buildasign.com, build-a-sign.com. They have all these beautiful signs, beautiful color signs around the stadium and at the hotels. They did a great job. If you want to see a sign, please go to Doug. If you need a sign, please go to build-a-sign.com. Okay. The official IWFL Championship host hotel is the Wingate by the Wyndham Rock, Round Rock. Meeting facilities provided by Williamson Conference Center, supporting hotels Spring Hill Suites and Round Rock. Also, we want to thank the city of Round Rock, Texas. Also, remember, after your IWFL all 3 games, tonight is the championship after party presented by SOE Entertainment. Food will be provided by the Wings and More. Now we're back to action. Ball's on the right hash. We have twins, 2 receivers to the wide. So you have twins left coming here. I backfield under center. 3rd and 10. They traded a tight end. Tight end will not be able to go out here because the cover, the receiver on top is doing so. It is a run play. It is a lead up the middle. And it's going to be for a very short gain, 2-yard gain on the play. And it looks like the inside linebacker came in, and that would be number. Turn around so I can see your number. It would be number 85. 85, Jenna McDonald on the tackle. And number 5 for the Portland Shockwave is slow to get out. That is Jennifer King. If she goes down, that will be the 2nd tailback today to go down for the Portland Shockwave. Looks like they're setting up for the punt. So there is 6:50 left remaining in the game, 3rd quarter, Phoenix 7,
Portland Shockwave, 0. And the punt team is out, it looks like, even though Veronica is talking to the coach, so maybe they are even going for it here. It looks like it's 4th and 8. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are going for it, so I hope the Carolina Phoenix understand they are going for it. They are going for a first down here, and they are going through the huddle pretty fast. It is going to be a trips open set, tight end trips, and the Carolina Phoenix does take a timeout. No, I'm sorry, the Portland Phoenix, Portland Shockwave take a timeout. That is their second timeout of the game. They have one timeout remaining for the rest of the game, and they are at a big set, 4th and 8 on the 45-yard line. Again, another thing we want to remind you is fans. You will decide today's MVPs of the game. Text IWFLMVP to 313131. Place your vote. Please, when you vote, say name, number, and team, so we have no confusion with anything. Again, at the beginning of the game, it was hard to read the Carolina Phoenix's numbers with this, the glass I'm in front of. They're looking at glares with the yellow gold, but they do have they have really good uniforms, real nice uniforms, so do the Portland Shockwave. And the first touchdown was scored from 1 yard out from Maria Rivera. I apologize. After the timeout now, Coach Gray just talked to his defense. Portland Shockwave are still going for it. We'll see if they come in the same formation or if they split up the formation. It looks like they're going to go to a 2x2 set under center. Yes, it is a 2x2 set. It's a single wing. It looks like almost like a bunch set out of 2x2. And then it looks like they're going with a 5-man front almost. It's going to be a 3-man, it's going to be a 4-man front with blitzing linebackers. So here comes the blitz, and she's untouched, and she's going to get the sack outside linebacker. Number 40, is it 40, 42 maybe? King. Let me get that name. It's going to be Jennifer King on the sack, it looks like, on the tackle there. She came in untouched to beat out. They did bring more than they could protect, and that's what happens. So now, with that being said, the ball will be turned over. Carolina Phoenix will have it inside Portland territory, and it is first down, left hash, 49-yard line, going in. The Carolina Phoenix are at midfield with the ball. The Carolina Phoenix are in a wide, very wide, 2x2 set with one back. They have a little scat back there, and here it goes. Giving it to her, number 22, up the gut, and she gets a hold. She's going to get a nice set of she's going to get a nice chunk of change there, and that starts your Walker on probably, I want to say, a 7-yard gain, but let's get the actual thing from the booth upstairs. It's going to be a 6-yard gain, 2nd and 4 on the 43-yard line going in, and it looks like what the Carolina Phoenix have decided to do is spread out the Portland Shockwave from their 4-4 defense and make them run like it looks like a 4-2 look, but now the safety, the free safety in the middle of the field is moving up as a linebacker, and here we go again. Same play again, but this time the quarterback keeps it. Jennifer King gets around the corner. She's going to get enough for the first down. So it's going to be first down on the 38-yard line for the Carolina Phoenix. And not right now. So the game plan for Carolina Phoenix now, the first half they ran their spread, and then in the second quarter they ran an ace formation. They were moving the ball. Now they're spreading you out. Looks like they're trying to play basketball on grass here with this true spread offense, and they're just running a zone read now against the Portland Shockwave. So what they're doing is just trying to stress the defense and trying to get them going. Here we go, spread again, and it's going to be a zone read, but the quarterback did hand the ball off to tailback, and now that's going to be another 3-yard gain, so it's going to be 2nd and 7 on the 35-yard line, 3rd quarter, 5:15 remaining, clock is running, remember. And it's a no-huddle offense. Like I said again, they're just spreading them out. Jennifer King calling out the signal, getting the plays from Coach Holmes, the head coach, probably the offensive coordinator too. And he's just calling the play. Now we got motion. It looks like they're motioning to the backfield. And it looks like it's a jet sweep. Yep, jet sweep on the play. And she turns the ball off the field. And she gets to get a push, but she is tackled by 3 Portland Shockwave players. And they're still on the ground. Number 3 came in with a big hit for Portland. And that's Simone. And then we have their 43 also too. Rain is also in on the tackle. So now it is 3rd and 3 on the 31-yard line, and we have 4:20 remaining in the game, and the clock is running.
It is a spread offense again, 2x2 look. Here's the handoff. And it looks like it's enough for the first down and a little bit more. And she's still going. She sticks the ball out. She better be careful so she doesn't lose it. It's going to be first down after a 10-yard gain almost, about 10-yard, let's say, almost 10. First down in the left hash, and it is on a 22-yard line. It looks like Carolina Phoenix saw something at halftime that they were going to exploit. They didn't want to try it on the first series, but they're now trying it on the second series. And they are moving the ball pretty easily against Portland Shockwave. But now the Portland Shockwave are switching some people up, so maybe that will help them out. So here we go. They're putting a bigger back now in the game. It looks like the person that scored a touchdown first in the game. So she is now in the game. Maria's in the game, in the backfield with Jennifer King, and they're going to give it to her. And she's running up the gut, and she's gonna fall ahead for at least a 5-yard gain, it looks like. I'll say 4-yard gain. So it's going to be 2nd and 6 on the play. '67 on the tackle for the Portland Shockwave, Mandolin Pinder. She has made the tackle on that play. It is 2nd and 6 on the 18. Carolina Phoenix are still spreading them out, giving them all. There's the zone read. They keep it. The block by the wide receiver, but it's going to be a block in the back. Don't, if you can't see the front of the shoulder, the front of the numbers, don't touch it. That's going to be a huge, that's going to hurt the Carolina Phoenix on this play. So we're going to be blocked. It's going to be a block in the back by the number 2 receiver. Jennifer King had an opening. She was trying to run around the outside linebacker, but the number 2 receiver on that side blocked that player in the back. So now they're going to be losing some chunk of yardage backwards. And you know the Portland Shockwave, they're not going to say no to that. Let's back them up, regroup. Let's get this going. We can't use a timeout because we only have 1 left. And there's only 17 minutes and 52 seconds left in this game. Legal block in the back, going to back them up 10 yards. So now it's 2nd and 16 on the play. So let's see if the Carolina Phoenix stay with their same, spread them out and run that ball up the middle or zone read. Okay, here we go. The tailback Maria is on the thing. Is a drop back. Oh, they're going to throw the ball deep, and she's open, and it's a catch on the play, and we are all the way to the 2-yard line. It was outside receivers ran streaks, inside receivers again skinny posts. Jennifer King just read the safety and looked off the safety and threw it to the other side and just caught the ball. That was a great catch. I want to say that was number 40. Amanda or Maria caught the ball, and here comes Rivera as she scores a touchdown, her 2nd touchdown of the game to make the score 13-0. Remember, fans, you are voting for your favorite MVP of today's game. Text IWFL MVP to 313131. That's Rivera's 2nd touchdown of the game. So I'm texting right now as I'm talking. I'm texting her name, Carolina Phoenix. And seeing right now, she would be my vote for MVP. Remember, you can vote more than once. Vote as many times as you want for your friend, if you're a fan, friend, family, anybody, please come vote. Remember, text IWFL MVP 3131 to place your vote. Now, the Carolina Phoenix are setting up for their extra points. They had someone come out late running out there. And here we go, lining up for the extra point. The Portland Shockwave are definitely coming at this one. So let's see if the Portland Shockwave make it. Now, ball is up. Bad snap on the play. It is falling on the ground, but the kicker picks it up after the bobble snap. And number 85 for the Portland Shockwave makes the tackle. You're saying a lot of Nicole today. Nicole for the Portland Shockwave, we've said her number and name a ton of times this game. So that might be a girl you might want to vote for, too, on an MVP for the Portland Shockwave. Remember, tough story today again. Rebecca Dawson injured on a punt coverage, broke her arm. She is out for the game. And that maybe is why the Portland Shockwave are a little bit in disarray with that injury. But they do have people stepping up, like number 5 for Portland, Natalie. She has stepped up in the backfield. She's doing a heck of a job for Portland Shockwave. And here we go. The score right now is, with the extra point being no good, the score right now is 13-0. 2 minutes left in the 3rd quarter. This is the first time this game is called the Founders Bowl. So the Carolina Phoenix might be able to win the first ever Founders Bowl game for the IWFL. We also want to remind everybody that the official signage partner is build-a-sign.com. And what you want to do is, if you're coming to the stadium, remember at Kelly's Sport Athletic Complex, they have seats available. Tickets are $15. The ticket will get you in for the whole, all three games. You should definitely come out and check out the signs and also check out the exciting IWFL women's football action. And we're about to get kickoff here. We're going to have a 5x5 look by the Carolina Phoenix. They are kicking the ball off. The ball is going to be kicked all the way to the 15-yard line, caught by number 85. And she's got a slew of blockers in front of her, 25. She's to the 30. She broke a tackle. She's to the 35. She's to the 40. She's to the 45. She's jumping in. She's knocked out of bounds. Saved by the kicker for the Carolina Phoenix. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if that kicker was not there as a safety's out, then we'd be looking at a score of 13-6 right now. And again, who is it again? Again, number 85, Nicole, on the long run. That run was at least 40 yards on the run. They are to midfield on the 50 line. First and 10, left hash, Portland shockwave. Score, remember, 13-0. Carolina Phoenix over the Portland shockwave right now, 13-0. Make sure you're tweeting, too, because if you're tweeting, I can also, if I'm saying your name wrong or if I'm doing anything wrong that you don't like, please tweet. And if I'm doing something right, too, please tweet that, too. You want to tweet at WFB Talk. That's where you want to tweet. And we got right now the Portland Shockwaves. They tried an I formation tight end, 21 personnel running up the gut in a blast formation. They went to the B gap and it was stuffed by three Carolina Phoenix players. So it looks like Carolina Phoenix is tightening up, and the Portland Shockwave, they're still going backwards. You want them to go forward. They're doing a pretty good job. Run some option, and I guarantee you they'll definitely be going forward. So now we got Veronica. She's calling the huddle right now. Carolina Phoenix have just broken their huddle and they're lining up. It looks like they're going to be back in the 21 personnel. They're not trading their tight end anymore. They had a lot of success earlier in the game, trading the tight end. But the Portland Shockwaves went away from that. They're in the I formation, 21 personnel, ball in the middle field, second and 12, 48 of theirs going out. It's a five-step drop, and it's a play on the play. And number five misses the ball. It looks like Veronica was trying to throw to number three, Simone, but Simone or number five, Natalie, were available, but it was an incomplete on the play. So now we're looking at third and 12. So third and 12, we could have, you know, with the Carolina Phoenix, I'm going to say they're going to blitz. You know, they've had success putting pressure on Veronica, and that's the thing. Don't let a quarterback in the pocket be comfortable. And they're doing a wonderful job like that. So Carolina Phoenix got the play. Veronica's got it. They got 25 seconds on the play clock to get the play in. They should be fine. There are 48 seconds left till the start of the fourth quarter. And remember, our score is Carolina Phoenix, 13, Portland Shockwave, 0. Okay, they break the huddle. There are 2x1 set, two receivers to the wide side of the field. It's almost the middle. The ball's placed in the middle field, but it's 2x1 set, eye backfield. Looks like it's going to be the play-action pass with the splits back. Yep, it sure is, and it's a slant on the play. They throw the ball up. Oh, and it is incomplete. Number 3 for them, for Portland Shockwave. She's looking for a pass interference call or illegal contact because she was getting help. She did beat the corner, but the safety did get over the top, so maybe that's why they didn't call it. But a little bit too much touching up there for me after the 5 yards. If I'm on the field coaching, I'm on my rate right now. Now it's 4th and 12 on the field. Let's see what they do. Last time they went for it, and it didn't pan out for them because then the other team did score a touchdown. So it looks like they're going to punt the ball away now, and that's what they're lining up for. So here comes the punt team. They're ready to return Carolina Phoenix. There's 42 seconds left in the third quarter, and the score again is 13-0. Remember, we want to thank City of Round Rock, Texas. We also want to thank the official signage partner, buildasign.com, for all these wonderful signs you see at the stadium. The ball is punted. We're looking at a 30-yard punt. Now the ball is touched, and it is a fumble. But the player did catch it. The Carolina Phoenix player did catch it, and she is weaving her way through a bunch of red defenders. And she is going to get about a 15-yard gain, almost bringing it back to the line of scrimmage of the Portland Shockwaves. So they might have wanted to just went for it instead of punting it with 31.9 seconds left.
The Carolina Phoenix will have the ball on the 48-yard line of theirs going out. 22 on the return for the Carolina Phoenix. That was Starsha Walker. So now Maria Rivera is in the game again. Remember, if you're voting for your favorite MVPs, fans will decide the MVPs of today's vote. Please text IWFL MVP to 313131. And here comes the Carolina Phoenix. Like I said earlier, they should have went to that eight set. They're back in that eight set, two tight ends, and they're diving to Maria. And they're just going to keep pounding her away. And I'm telling you right now, after that run up the gut, she just got 7 yards or 6 yards on the play, and that's going to run out for the third quarter, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. At the start of the fourth quarter, your score is 13, Carolina Phoenix to 0, Portland Shockwave. And on the play, she got 5 yards. So just keep staying that form. Like, if I'm coaching this game right now, for me as the Carolina Phoenix, just stay in that formation. Stay in the eight set formation. Just run the ball with Maria. She's got 2 touchdowns for you today. Just keep feeding the monster. Just keep going. Make Portland stop him. If I'm Portland on the other side of the ball, defensively, you got to get more pressure. You got to start making the line of scrimmage not where it's at. Push it back a yard or two. Okay? Offensively for Portland, what I'm thinking, option, option, option. Make them stop your option. Make them stop your play-action pass. Okay? They went away from that, and they should stay on that. With Carolina Phoenix defense, hey, they're pressuring that. What they're doing is they're up with all the plays the Portland Shockwave are doing, like the eye backfield, the tossing. The Carolina Phoenix, they're blitzing. And we just need the Portland Shockwave's offensive line. They really got to step up this last quarter to get into the end zone and make this a game. Right now, it is a tough game back and forth. The score is only 13-0, and it is a hard-fought game by both teams. And I guarantee you, the heat is probably getting to Portland right now because they're not used to this weather. As I stand up to see my partner's message, I'm getting shout-outs by other players and teams. I appreciate the tweets, so thank you very much. Also, here we go. We want to thank the official signage partner, build-asign.com, for the beautiful signs that you see around the stadium. They're back today in formation. Like I said, just keep pounding Maria. Don't even stop. Here we go again. Give it to her again. Here we go. And guess what we got? We got another Carolina Phoenix first down. It's going to be on the left hash. And here's what I know. Here's what we got now. We have a two-score game with a fourth quarter. So if I'm the coach winning and I have 3 timeouts, guess what? I'm going to milk this clock for all it's worth. I'm telling my quarterback, hey, we're going to keep running the same play, but right now Maria's out of the game. They got a new back in, but she's a big back, bigger back too. Just keep pounding the ball with her. You have 31 seconds on the play clock. That quarterback, Jennifer King, she should let that thing run down to 5 seconds and snap that ball. Now, right now, she's going to snap the ball at 22 seconds left. If she can just hold on with that, we're going to get a lot more. Here's a toss on the play. It went back, and now here's what happens now. Oh, helmet ripped off on the toss. That was a vicious hit by number 87 of the Portland Shockwave. That was Jen Brando bringing the lumber and hit her so hard, her helmet knocked off. And that right now is a two-yard loss on the play. Now, here's what I would do. As a coach myself, I've coached numerous years. If I'm coaching this Carolina Phoenix team, yeah, we're up by 13, but let's milk the clock. Let's not drain. Let's drain the time so that makes Portland have to throw the ball, where that might help us out with our speed as the Carolina Phoenix team. So then we can drop back into coverage, let Portland throw the ball, and that may take them out of their element. Okay, but let's see now. Maria's back in the game. So if I got Maria back in the game, they just put her in there in the eighth set. Here we go. Give it a dive. And watch this. She's already got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yards before she's dragged down by number, I want to say, 34 of the Portland Shockwave. Coco in on the play. Remember, Coco had that huge play with the fumble recovery earlier in the game that we thought we were going to do it. And it looks like Maria Rivera is telling them, let's run the same play. It's third down and 6 on the 38-yard line. It looks like now the Carolina Phoenix are now going into game clock mode, game planning mode, just letting the clock run. Milk the clock, letting it go. There you go. We got an 8 set on the play. We'll see if they drop back or they get the ball back in her head. She's dropping back. It's going to be slanting out the outside, and then she's open, and she's a one-handed catch. Excellent job on the play. Jennifer King put it in there, and it was a probably the catch of the day, I'm going to say. So if I get that number for you, I'm definitely going to get that number, because if I'm voting right now, texting, I'm texting her number as an MVP, because that right there would be a game center of the game. She made a huge play to help her team get into the red zone, almost the red zone, 21-yard line. I'm going to ask my partner if someone can tweet who was the catch on that so we can get you that. And Maria, again, they're just, I don't know why they ran the play right away, but they ran the play right away, and they're going to get 3 yards on the play. Maria Rivera on the play on fullback dive on an ace formation. Like, again, why are we rushing? Carolina Phoenix, you're up by 2 scores. It's 12 minutes left of the game. Just let the clock run. The clock should be your friend. You're not like Portland. You're not down by 2 scores. If you're Portland, yeah, run. But if you're not, let the clock go. Like, I think right now, oh, here we go. Now the coach is doing it. He's telling them to wait, and now they're going to go to the play. So now they let the clock go down about 15 seconds more than they usually do, but they do a quick count, get the ball to Maria River, and Maria River is just running, bulldozing through people. She's getting set up by 8 girls.
She was number 8 for Ryan.
Okay, and I'll also, going back, my partner behind me, number 8, Nikki Haran. If I'm texting right now, Nikki, for you, after that one-handed catch for the Carolina Phoenix, I am texting for you. We do have an injury on the play, and I will get to that in a second. But fan favorite, Nikki Haran, I'm voting for you right now. MVP of today's game. Even though Maria's got 2, I'm voting for both of you. So maybe someone else can help me vote for somebody else or vote for your favorite player that you hear in the game. And you want to text IWFL MVP to 31-31-31 and text your MVP of the game. They're helping out. Maria Rivera was down, so the trainers helped her out, so she's going to be out for one play. So the clock is stopped. And because of the injury timeout, and Maria Rivera will have to be out for one play. But I would say this, give the ball to 11. She's helping you. I don't know. I've not seen the Carolina Phoenix play in the season. I did not have the fortunate time to see them on film. Maybe next year, if you guys like to have me back, I would love to do it and watch film on every team so I know everything about each team. Also, we got to also remember we have Hertz Car Rental is one of our sponsors, also the recognition company, and also I want to also thank the city of Round Rock, Texas, for having us again. Okay, the ball is about to get into play. They are now staying in their ace formation, and they are going to, I'm telling you right now, please don't run the toss. Just run the ball up the gut. Run the ball towards us. You got an opening here. They're outside, they're inside linebackers. They're outside. They are running the ball. Here it is again, the slant, and the play to the slant, and it is a touchdown, and I guarantee you that might be Nikki again. We're going to find out in a second. If you are on the field and you are listening to us, please tweet who that was because we cannot hear it in the press box. That is a touchdown on the play. My partner is getting the name for me. So once we find out, that is going to be a touchdown on the play. Carolina Phoenix 19, Portland Shockwave 0. Jennifer King with the touchdown throw. That will be her first touchdown of the game. And they are lining up for the extra point right now, the Carolina Phoenix. And here we go. Portland Shockwave, they just got to remember, game's not over until all 4 zeros. So we got to keep it up. That extra point is good. So right now, your score with 11:15 remaining, Carolina Phoenix 20, Portland Shockwave 0 in the fourth quarter, 11:15 in the ballgame.
Number 8,
Haran. Nikki Haran with the touchdown reception. They ran the exact same play. Two tight ends, one out as a little speed out route, and then we had skinny post behind. Went behind the outside linebackers and scored a touchdown. So, Nikki Haran, I'm glad I voted for you after your probably catch of the day with your one-handed catch on a third down. So you catch that, and then you catch the scoring touchdown at the 11:15 mark. So now the Portland Shockwave are getting there. Their special teams coach is getting themselves ready to go. They're counting off their players. Their special teams coach is Heather White. She probably is a former player with the Portland Shockwave. Okay, in the back to receive the punt will be number 85, Nicole Z, I'll say. I don't want to mispronounce her name. The Carolina Phoenix are up in their 5x5 look. They got to make sure that they get somebody on it. Don't kick the ball to Nicole. If I'm anybody, I'm not kicking the ball to number 85, Nicole. I want to make sure, play the game safe now. Please, you want to stay physical on defense with the big lead, with a 3-score lead, but you still want to make sure you don't gamble too much. Ball is kicked.
And it looks like Nicole's going to get it, but the ball's picked up by number 44. And she's running. She broke through. I bet that kicker is going to have to make the tackle. And they are to the 45-yard line going out. That was a great run. Not 44. It's 33 on the run. The ball bounced right behind her. The two returners in the back to pick it up. She grabbed it. She's running. She ran through the daylight. She saw clearness, ran through. And Chastity Sargent, I believe, she with a run. She had a 15-yard run on the play. So the Portland Shockwave are now, I don't know if you'd say panic mode or not, but let's see if they come out passing or they do come out with the option. If I'm down 20-0, I'm going to go right here, go back to what's successful, what's been working for you, and you might have someone in the press box charting what it is, and guess what it is? It's option. Option to the two receiver side, or option to the veteran, to the two receiver side. So two by one set, tight ends flex. Looks like they're going to throw the ball. There is an all out blitz. They're bringing two linebackers up the A gaps, and it's going to be blown back. And here we go. And guess who made the tackle? Maria Rivera made the tackle. It looks like the first person to come through to stuff the fullback was number 56, Lisa Rivera. Maybe we can find out if they're sisters, because they are. The Rivera combination is working for this defense for the Carolina Bees. Coach Gray is so much happier that, and earlier in the game, we took a timeout after a long option run by the Portland Shockwave, threw his hat down, got them all back together, fixed the X's and O's in a halftime, and got this defense to tighten down. And right now, they're doing an excellent job in this game. Now, remember, the clock is running, so we don't want to wait our time. If I'm coaching this Portland Shockwave team, you want to keep going right away. Don't wait. You've got to get points on the board, and you're going to have to onside kick now with the way they're going. Okay, so it's 10:15, clock is running. We got a tilted nose up here. The 2x2 look, they're probably going to go to an IF set. Let's see if 85 goes in motion. It looks like now they're dropping back. They sent five, and the throw is here, and it looks like it's an incompletion on the play. Veronica tried to throw between two defenders, to number three, Simone, but it was incomplete on the play. So it was almost picked off, but Simone did a good job getting between both defenders and almost catching that ball from Veronica. Now the clock has stopped. It is 3rd and 13. I didn't tell you on the first play where Lisa made the tackle and Maria, it was a 3-yard loss. Now the incompletion is 3rd and 13 on the 41 going out. Fourth quarter, 10:02 remaining in the game. Score is 20-0. Ball's in the middle of the field. We have an I backfield, pro I backfield. Looks like it's going to have to be an option or a play action pass here. So because in there and the Carolina Phoenix. Oh, here they come with the blitz. So you have 5 men in front. They're in the set. And they brought the whole house. It is a catch by Simone. She drags underneath the blitzing linebackers, and she's going to get probably halfway through, so it's going to be 4th down, let's say 7 right now before we actually get the actual thing. But Veronica dropped back, got pressure, threw it over the blitzing linebackers, and they got a 7-yard gain. So it is now 4th and 6 on the 40-yard line. This is, you got to go for it. You know, you go for it here, you can't punt it away with the clock running. So there's a time of urgency where you got to run to the huddle, get this play going, execute it, and then get the 1st down and have a play called. So, here we go. They're in an I set. You know, honestly, they're in an I 2x1 set. Slot open, left hash, two receivers to the wide side of the field. If I'm here, I'm dragging across the middle field because here it comes, all the linebackers. They're in a blitz formation. They're going to blitz, and they're breaking through. And it's going to be a sack by who? 77 on the sack, an all-star, second-team all-star, Murphy Chapel. She's got the sack, turnovers on downs. Now, if I'm Carolina Phoenix, all I'm about is milking the clock. You milk this clock, the clock is running with 8:45 remaining. Jennifer King's going to come out with the team. Everybody should be slow in getting up, slow in everything. Just when you're running, when you snap the ball, go 100%, and then after that, just milk the time away. Here we go. They're lining up for the play. Jennifer King is getting the play. She's running. She's already out there. She's got the play. She's getting the team ready, and here we go. Hopefully they stay in that ace set, and the two tight ends, two receivers, and under center, and they just give the ball to Maria. It looks like Maria's not in the game, though. They have the little scat back there, and her number, I believe, is 22, Starsha or Erica. Ah, it's Starsha. Still on the toss.
Don't run a toss because that's what Portland's got. Portland's got their outside linebackers set to stop those lanes. It's inside they're having their outside line, their inside linebackers play outside too. Oh, and here we go. It's going to be a toss. So it's a toss to the outside, and here comes. Oh, she cut it back. She missed the tackle, but we're going to get the tackle. Oh, wait, missed another tackle. She's going to get 9 yards out of play, and the tackle after five. Portland Shockwave girls missed her. It comes down to Simone making the tackle with an assist by Leah Hinkle. So it's second and one, 7:28 remaining, 37 seconds on the play clock. I understand you're a no-huddle offense, but why are we trying to just let's get this game out? You don't want to make a mental error by running the toss or throwing the ball. Just get the ball off the field, and that's it. What I'm thinking the Carolina Phoenix are going to do here is they're going to run toss the other way possibly. If that's the case, we might see the same play, or we might see an up-the-gut play. But we'll see right here. Off the gut, right there, she makes a break, and she's going to break through the line, break through the secondary, and get all the way to the secondary with another Carolina first down. And on the tackle again, it looks like Simone. So Simone's another girl we're talking about a lot. So if you want to vote for your fans will decide the MVP of today's game, text IWFL MVP 31-31-31 to place your vote. Remember, we want to thank the city of Round Rock, Texas. Also, we want to thank official signage partner Bill-A-Sign.com. They're staying in their ace set, but they're still running their no-huddle offense. They're not letting the clock come down, so they're going to run again with 6:24 minutes. They are going up the gut. She breaks to the outside, but number 87 outside linebacker comes with the tackle, but not until after that number 22 Starsha gets a 6-yard gain, so it's going to be second and four for the Carolina Phoenix. Here comes Maria Rivera. She's coming in, and I guarantee you, give her the ball. This could be her third touchdown of the game. She would be my favorite. If she scores another touchdown, I'm going to definitely vote for her after she scores. Ace set formation again. We have one receiver on each side. They're on the right hash, and giving the ball to Maria Rivera. And we got a push. Maria's got a broken tackle, but now she's getting pushed back by three Portland players, but not until she gets another Carolina Phoenix first down. So it's going to be first down in the 9-yard line, first and goal, 5:29 remaining. Phoenix is winning 20-0 inside the red zone, inside the 10-yard line on the play. And here comes Phoenix, and they're trying to hurry up offense, and they get it off, and the play. It looks like Maria Rivera again on a 2-yard run. They tried to do a hurry up so they get 12 of the Portland players out on the field, but it did not work. Referee did not see that in time. Okay, we have 5 minutes remaining in the game. Carolina Phoenix, 20. Portland Shockwave, 0. It is second and down, second and goal, and 6-yard line, fourth quarter. Two tight ends again, ace set, given to Maria. Maria's going to the outside, not going inside. She cuts inside. She's getting dragged. And she drives Portland defender into the end zone. That's her third touchdown of the game. Before this extra point, Maria Rivera, I'm voting right now on the cell phone for you, IWFL MVP, the 31-31-31, number 11, Maria Rivera, third touchdown of the game for the Carolina Phoenix. 4:34 left in the game. It is 26-0. I remember top story of the game for the whole game, and this is definitely a top story, first quarter, injury, huge injury for the Portland Shockwave. Rebecca Dawson, number 24, breaks her arm on a punt coverage. They punt the ball in the first quarter, probably the second or third series, punts the ball and breaks her arm from a blindsided hit. Okay, here we go. We have the snap. The ball is set down. The ball is up. The ball is kicked, and it's good. It is 27-0. Your Carolina Phoenix Founders Bowl. And then remember, our next game is Tier 3, 3 p.m., down in the Complex Center of Kelly Complex, Athletic Complex Center in Round Rock, Texas. Remember, I'm sorry. I've been talking way too much, probably. IWFL trophies and awards are created by locally in Dripping Springs, Texas, by Phillips and Michelle Hoggett of Card Stone, Inc., www.card-stone.com. Remember, my name is Anthony Stone. I'm commentating all the games today, and we'll be with you for the duration of today and tomorrow. Okay, we also want to remember We got the official IWFL Championship host hotels, Wingate, Wyndham, Round Rock, meeting facilities provided by Williamson Conference Center, supporting hotels, Spring Hill, Suites, Round Rock. Our official signage partner, that's our banners you see, the colored banners you see at the hotels and at the games, is buildasign.com, build-a-sign.com. Also, the official game ball of the IWFL is Nike. You can order that online at IWFLsports.com, or you can, if you come to a game, you can get the merchandise booth below me. Okay. And here comes the kick. The kick is off. The ball is going to be a worm burner. It's going to land on the 23-yard line. Number five gets it. She's running up there. She has three blockers with her. She's to the 30. She's to the 33. To the 35. And tackled on the play by three Carolina Phoenix players. The ball will be in the middle of the field. Now it is 4:24 remaining. Now here's the thing that you guys, if you don't remember earlier that I said, Portland only has one timeout. So really they have two timeouts counting a two-minute warning. So I am the Carolina Phoenix on my sheet, on the field, on my little gameplay sheet. I have how many minutes you need to just down the ball and the game is over. So you won't even need a run-up play pretty soon. Just down it and the game is over and pack it in for the win. The Portland Shockwave are about to break the huddle. The Carolina Phoenix already broke the huddle. Because I'm the Carolina Phoenix, I'm blitzing those A and B gaps because you found something on film possibly, or you found a hole and you exploited it, and you keep going with it. We are now in a trips open set. Ball's in the middle of the field. This is a new set that we've seen. And this is they only ran this one time before, so let's see what they do. And they are bringing five rushers, the Carolina Phoenix. Ball snap. It is a sprint out. Uh-oh, 77 is there. And it is a blow. The corner blitzed. And Veronica just got rocked for about 10-yard loss. I'll get the actual thing when it's all said and done. But Veronica gets back up. She's a tough athlete, and that's what people we are watching and listening to, athletes on the field. If you would not be surprised, if you did not notice this, you're here in person, the only thing that different between this and watching on a Saturday or a Sunday is a lot more people have long hair. So that's the only difference. Okay, on after the play, you have first and seven, second and 17, the ball's on the 30. There's 42 remaining in the ball game. And Veronica, I know you got hit there, but you got to be running that huddle right now. And there you go. She's just picking up the pace. And here we go. She's going to call the play, break the huddle, and see what's going on here. Second and 17 in the play. They have an I formation, of course. It looks like Leah Hinkle is now at fullback for them. They are in the I. Right hash. It is a false start or offside. It looks like a free play. But it looks like Lisa Rivera on the tackle, on the play. And they are going to be offside for the Carolina Phoenix before the false start occurs. Just hopefully the running back's okay there because when the ball was snapped, some players were blocking, some weren't. Okay, the clock is stopped right now. It's going to be second and 12 on the play with 3:08 remaining. The score, again, is 27 Phoenix, Shockwave, 0. The Shockwave were the West Founders Bowl contenders, and the Carolina Phoenix, they were the East Founders Bowl contenders. So right now, as it stands, with 2:55 remaining and running, it looks like the East might pull off the first victory of the day. So Veronica is now running to the huddle. The clock is running, though. So it is 2:45 remaining, and the clock is running. It is 2nd and 12. And right now, if I'm coaching the Carolina Phoenix, if I get the ball back before, after a turnover or one of it, you can down the ball, and the game is over. They're in the I formation, right hash, tight end is to the wide side, and it's going to be a false start. Number 63, the left tackle for the Portland Shockwave. Number 63, Caitlin Bailey. She was a little excited to get on that block. She was going for a down block, and she false started. So right now, it is 2nd and 17. So after that offsides, they just gave it right back with a false start. Okay, the clock is running. Remember, so what that means is 2-minute warning. If they don't hurry up, the 2-minute warning will hit. And then at that time, the Carolina Phoenix should understand that all they have to do is down the ball and the game will be over if they get the ball back. Okay. And they are under I, remember, again. Okay, and it's going to be a lead up the middle. Now, there is a hole. So 44 is, that's running the ball, has a hole. She's going to gain about 7 yards, so it's going to be 3rd and 10. And we are down to the 2-minute warning of the Founders game, of the Founders Bowl. And right now, at the 2-minute warning, Carolina Phoenix are winning 27, and the Portland Shockwave 0. Hold on, Chuck. We have one timeout left. The Carolina Phoenix have three. Remember, we want to thank the Round Rock Convention Center and Visit Bureau, and also we want to thank official signage partner Bill-A-Sign.com, Hertz Rental Car Rental, the Recognition Company. We also want to remember and remind everybody the next game is at 2 o'clock. That is a Tier 3 championship game. That is versus the Colorado Sting versus the Carolina Queens. That game is at 2 p.m. If you need any information, www.iwflsports.com. You can go to that website and get that. Also, later today is the World Championship game, Sacramento Sirens, Wind Tee Team versus Montreal Blitz, spread offense, 7 p.m. kickoff for the whole kit and caboodle, who is the best of the best. And then tomorrow at 10 a.m. kickoff Sunday is the All-Star game, East versus West. I was very fortunate 2 years ago to coach the West, and we won 43-6. That was the first and only time the West has won and I believe the All-Star games have been going on for 4 years. This will be the fourth year for the All-Star game. Let me ask my partner behind me, do you think 4 years? This is only fourth year, and right now the East is winning 2-1 in the 4 years because the fourth game will be played this Sunday at 10 a.m. Okay, looks like the Carolina Phoenix, they are going to bring pressure again. Looks like they're going to the AGS, and they blitz the pressure, and everything closes down, and it looks like the offensive lines for the Portland Shockwave now are finally feeling a little fatigue from the weather because it is a lot hotter in Round Rock, Texas, than it is in Portland. I mean, if you go to any weather channel, Portland's probably only 80 degrees right now, and that's considered hot for them at this time of the month when right now the temperature in Round Rock is probably almost 100 degrees. Okay, it is 4th-and-12 with 1:30 remaining. Okay, number two for the Portland Shockwave, Rebecca, she is running in the play, and 84 is running out for the Portland Shockwave. Veronica has one down here. It is 4th-and-12. If I'm going to throw the ball, I'm going to throw it to Simone, number three. Let's see if they do it. Throw it right up the middle and see if she can get it, or throw it to number 85 or number two, Rebecca. Those are their outside shell receivers in, and here we go. They are decided to just run the ball, and it is tackled in the backfield, and that will do it, ladies and gentlemen. All we have to do now is down the ball one time, and the Carolina Phoenix, they are your winners of your Founders Bowl One. I will just say Founders Bowl One because it's the first Founders Bowl ever. They are the first winners. Maria Rivera, she had 3 touchdowns in the game. She had the first ever touchdown in the game. And then we also had Nikki Herron. She had the first ever receiving touchdown in the game. So congratulations, ladies, for your first evers in the Founders Bowl. Now, here comes the Carolina Phoenix. They are probably just going to down the ball for their last play. They are coming out, it looks like, in their ace formation. It looks like they're in the victory formation. So here it goes. They're going to down the ball one time, and that's it. In fact, they're not going to have to down the ball because the game clock is got more than the game. I mean, the play clock got more than the game clock. So, as I said again, your final score, Carolina Phoenix 27, Portland Shockwave 0. Remember, fans, please vote. You will decide today's game's MVP. So if you haven't voted yet, please vote for this game. Text IWFL MVP to 31. I'm sorry, let's say it again. Text IWFL MVP to 31-31-31. Just now, too, if you're not here in person, Coach Holmes, Timothy Holmes, the head coach of Carolina Phoenix, just got a Gatorade shower bath, not a Gatorade shower, a water bath on the field just now. The teams are lining up again. We want to thank the sponsors. I'll go through the sponsors, and then we're going to take a break until the next game. Our next game will be tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll get on like probably a little bit. Let's see if we can, maybe we'll get on at 6:45 and tell you a little thing about each team. I got a little tail of the tape. We can talk about offense, defense, and key players. But before I let you go, remember, after the 7 p.m. game, the Sacramento Sirens and Montreal game, you have the championship party presented by SOE, Success Over Everything Entertainment, dancing. Food will be by wings and more. Everyone is invited to celebrate the end of the 2012 IW with the IWFL. Williams Conference Center Ballroom is located in Round Rock, right behind the Wingate Hotel. Again, we are the city of Round Rock, Texas. We want to thank also the Round Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau. Also, we want to thank the IWFL trophies and awards created by locally in Dripping Springs, Texas, by Philip and Michelle Hogan of Cardstone Inc. www.kyle-stone.com. And then the official IWFL Championship host hotels are Wingate by Wyndham Round Rock, meeting facilities provided by the Williamson Conference Center. Supporting hotels is Spring Hill Suites in Round Rock. Our official Our banners, our partner is build-a-sign.com. They're all the beautiful color banners we see all around the stadium and at the hotel. We also want to thank the Hertz Car Rentals, also the Recognition Company, and the official game ball of the IWFL, Nike. You can get those at IWFLsports.com, or you can get it at the merchandise booth below. Okay, again, I want to thank everybody. Both teams are out making a circle. Each coaches of the teams are talking to them and congratulating the ladies. Like I said, final score, Carolina Phoenix 27, Portland Shockwave 0. Thank you, and we will see you at around 6:45 tonight.